It's Miller time.
Gosh darn right it is.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode.
Another one
of the Wenger Show. This is episode 237, a podcast in which we have officially, don't want to do that, have been doing for 5 years.
Five years.
Jesus horsemen.
Christ.
Five. Bust them out. Pull them out. Riley.
Yep. Can we name them?
John. Nost.
Dan.
Dan was one?
Dan Nost.
I think Inman was the last one.
Powerhouse. Yeah. Five horsemen. Boom. There it is. Happy Wenger Day, everybody.
Who's been here the longest? Not out of you. Out
all three of us?
Out of...
we started on the show at out the same time.
No, we're his guests. He was here the longest.
Of course.
Go back to the original show. We are the guests.
Yeah.
In the chat, who has been here the longest?
Who's the OG stuck around?
Fan?
Who clicked on the first episode?
Who the fuck is here?
2017?
Yeah.
What are we in? September 13th?
How are you at math,
Brian? 13th?
13th.
Today is the 13th.
2016 was
when it was. 2016. Yeah. I thought we were 2022. That's next year. I thought I could have sworn we're in the year 2022.
I kind of want to let you just run with this. Let's have you figure this out.
Who has been here since 2017? I'm not worried about 2016.
I want to say Maris has been here for a minute. Maris has been here for a hot minute.
That means a long time.
Long time. Yes. Yeah, hot 5 minutes. Yes.
Not a minute.
Not that long.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Him on top, by the way, is the Pokemon. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, him on top. There we go.
Him on top?
Hit on top, even though Cody likes it on bottom. Is that true?
I know.
No, you're a more Hitmonlee.
I do like a good hot dog.
Are you a bigger fan of Hitmonlee?
I do like a good hot dog.
Hitmonlee was my favorite out of those two.
You know, Chris Tucker's favorite character from Rush Hour was?
What?
Hitmonlee!
I mean, there's Hitmonchan is the other one, though.
Oh.
That's a little too...
They're brothers.
Jackie Chan.
The brothers.
Rush Hour 2 reference.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
Nah, right.
There it is, everybody.
Just quote the whole movie.
Specifically, Rush Hour 2 blooper reference.
At the very end.
At the end of the movie. Yeah. I mean, post-credit scenes are canon in Marvel, so are these. Yeah.
King Sport calling the chat said, been here from the bottom, Brian.
Okay.
Wait, I should have been paying attention to the chat. Who's been here the longest?
Let us know. And
make
just
the
looks
chat
away
bigger.
The entire
we got
time.
Excited. We,
been watching since like 2017 or so. Okay, we started in 2016. We just figured that out. Not in 2017.
You don't count. No, you don't.
Yeah, who's from the 2016 era? Era. Been watching since episode one.
Bullshit.
You're saying Bobby Mitchell's full of shit?
No, I think I believe
Bobby.
Bullshit, Bobby.
I probably said who's
prove
is
it.
Bobby? Prove it.
How do you prove it?
Show us your likes.
Yeah. Show us your history.
Yeah. Scroll all the way.
Show us your YouTube history.
Victor says Maris for sure. Nick Wade says I've been here since the first episode. I believe that, Nick. I think I've seen Nick before in the chat. So. Mm.
Since day one?
No way.
We don't believe then? We're
no
just
way.
Here just
well, let's just,
all
let's just look
lies.
Up the first episode. See
unless
who's
Kat
like,
is like, been here day one.
Like, who commented on the very first episode?
Oh, shit. That's good.
Let me look
that's
it
good.
Up.
It's a fun
good.
Game.
How do I look that's it up? Good. Wangers.
Just type in the Wenger Show number one. Yeah. Or it's,
maybe episode one.
The episode? It was like favorite YouTubers. God,
yeah.
What a dated fucking.
Yeah.
Jesus
I don't think. I think I had maybe like one or two where I was like, yeah, I watch a bunch of YouTube. I can contribute to this conversation.
Brian was like, I watch Alex Jones.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yes. Oh, it was back on the Collider podcast channel.
Of course, yeah.
Maris,
okay.
Maris says, 2016 was a lonely year for me, so I've been hooked since the first five episodes.
Appreciate that.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Thank you,
there happy
you
to be here for you.
We started in 2017, though, so I don't know how you found us in 2016.
Right, Sheridan says she wishes that she found us
Sheridan's
back then.
A newbie. Yeah, she's a new one.
Our first comment on our first ever Wenger Show.
You guys suck.
I hope these guys let me on the show. Big fans. Oh. Big fans.
Yeah, it's Ken.
That's from Ken Napsok.
Ken's been here since day one.
Ken has been here since day one.
Of course. It's been 2017, day one.
Greg says, I remember when the Wenger Show was sometimes weekly. Remember that? Where we were just
sometimes. One of my favorite tweets I ever did was like, there's no Wenger Show this week. It's totally my fault. So let's bring Brian instead.
Okay, trying to figure out James Kane, Lucas, Logan.
Anarchy says, I remember when the Wanger Show was good. No, he says, he puts just kidding, but
do we have like a year where we think that was our best shows so far?
Oh.
Because I have
2019
was our best year, I think.
The best set background.
Yeah, and that's
probably our best year.
Not the quarantine episodes?
No, I mean, we had plenty of great moments there. Great, but there was transitional periods there. I think a solid like string of great shows was 2019. Yes.
What is the best show of all time? Wanger Show.
Let us know in the chat, too.
Yeah.
I'm asking you guys. I don't give a shit about the chat right now.
You were asking that stuff earlier.
No, I'm asking you now.
They're the reason why we're here,
you guys. You should care about
them.
You guys. Cody just said 2019 was the peak Wanger.
Yeah.
And now what's the peak of the peak?
The peak of the peak? I mean, the peak of the peak of the peak of the peak. I don't know why I did that. That was stupid. Wouldn't have made that joke in 2019. We had that string where we had like the Ken Grace episodes. We had when Frank was on the show, we actually returned our calls and texts.
Mm-hmm.
Darina was great on the show.
Mm-hmm. Brett, too.
Brett, yeah. Like we had a whole streak of like really good guests come in. And
I know you probably know. Who was our last guest? Before we
talk about time, it's Roka.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was seeing if Brian was gonna.
Are you asking me in the chat? Which one do you do? Someone left a comment 1 minute ago on our first Wanger show.
I've been here since the beginning.
Look who said it's Eric Striffler saying first.
Thank you, Eric.
1 minute ago, he put first.
Appreciate that, buddy.
Richie found our first video and commented on it.
Let's see, hold on.
Eric was at least like an early guest on the show.
He was.
I want to say like within the first 20 episodes he was on, I want to say.
I think so. Yeah. I think that was like the first time I met him in person too.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And he's been my friend ever since.
He's not been your friend, he's been my friend.
Oh, your
our
friend.
Friends.
Okay. You guys hated each other at the beginning.
No, he's a shitty person.
Okay, yeah.
No, I wanted to hang out with him in New York, but he stood me up every time. Every time I'm in New York.
2018 Wanger Show.
Was that 2018?
2018 Wanger Show.
Still finding its footing.
Different era. Different era.
I tried hanging out with Eric. Yeah. He's like, no. Every time you're here in New York, I'm going to leave. That's what he says.
Every single time, right?
It's like an auto response every time.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Like away from
I'm out of the office right now. Yeah. But I'm not in New York.
Only
so
with the keyword says New York in the text.
Nick Reeves says episode 200 was the best. That was a fun one.
That was a good one. That was an epic one.
That was like the 3 hour, almost 4 hour.
That was a quarantine one, but it was a long epic one.
When we went back, we saw where the sound bites came from.
Yeah.
Went through the best. Can you say it's the best episode when we're talking about other episodes?
That's like a clip show.
That's cheating.
I don't know.
You know those office shows and all the sitcoms were like, let's just reminisce on the good parts.
Can you name any other sitcom that did that besides The Office?
Friends.
Nah,
did it multiple
damn it.
Times.
Yeah. I was trying to stump them there.
Every that's like a staple. Modern Family.
Fresh Prince did it too. Yeah. It's just when they're like, fuck, we need to fill out our quota for our episodes and we got no budget.
Or they spent all their budget going to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the whole cast over there.
Community did a spoof episode.
About it.
Of a clip show. That was good.
Was that after season 3?
That was during season 2, I believe.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a minute, which is a long time.
Which we've established is a very long time.
Since I've seen any of those episodes.
Yes, of course.
What are you going through the chat saying?
Rich did the ASMR versus porn, Richie says in the chat.
That's from episode 50.
Yeah,
that was legit. I remember that episode being great all around, though. It wasn't just that bit. It was
so
like all around.
150 episodes
Space
ago.
Space says Ellis is a dirty boy.
That 2019, that was a 2019 show.
That's when we cracked up.
Yeah. One of my favorite episodes was Darina and Frank. Yes, senior film. That was a fun one, too.
Okay. Darina and Frank.
The Dirty Boy. Darina needs to come back. Nah.
Robbie.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Frank's coming back first, though.
Yeah. Okay. He's been here from the beginning.
That's true.
Yeah.
Buttered Butt Biscuit says the Black Lana Roke episode was amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The discovery of those. Yeah.
Let's see. Dirty Boy. Eric just says, hee hee. You know what you're doing. let's see.
The Mank episode?
Episode of you doing the stream.
that part?
We did title in episode.
Yeah.
Mank.
That was one of our best titles.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, can we bank on Mank being as dank as something? I forgot the rest of it. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I remember.
Love you guys. So a lot of new sound bites this week.
I did
guys.
Rewatch a bit of the, I think it was the 2019 Best Of for Wangers.
Yeah.
And I remember
there was a Brett moment on there.
Yeah.
Where he was speaking
the Renaissance
Spanish.
Fair?
Yeah, the Renaissance Fair one with Brett. That's one of my favorite moments. Yeah.
That was a good one, too. Yeah. Well, hey.
Well, we have nowhere to go but down.
Nothing.
So let's just end
no,
it here.
No, we peaked 100. What is it? No, we're at 270.
200 episodes
what
ago.
Are we, what are we at? What
we're
episode?
At 237. Which, again, was Hitmontop is what we established.
Okay, Hitman Top.
Okay.
We peaked 180 episodes ago?
Yeah. Maybe.
On episode 50?
I'd say so.
That was our top.
Look, all the best sitcoms, you know, they peak in season 2, 3. Yeah. You know, maybe just.
That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the rest of it's not good.
We didn't have a sophomore slump.
And we don't hate each other. All the way.
Well, anymore.
Right. I mean,
there was rough moments.
You know,
Just fucking.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Bash him over the head.
Were you mad at us today when you get the text that we might miss the warm-up show?
No, but my first thought was, like, I'm so glad we changed the time.
I was going to say, the first time, like, you officially announced it.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, we can't make it.
I literally texted him yesterday. I was like, it's cool to announce that we got just to keep everybody.
I thought we had
informed.
Already announced that, so I was kind of confused. But like, oh, wait. Never mind. That's right. We just kind of did it. And
We did like a test or a teaser.
Yeah.
You know?
No teaser video. I'm not going to go all out like that.
Now we're going to be every Monday.
Monday.
6:30 warm up.
6:30 warm up.
7 o'clock regular show.
Regular show. Ficka, 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 ficka.
Okay.
And the first time doing this, we were almost late.
We were almost late. Yeah. That hour changed
that was
a lot of things.
That was like a high range of emotions within two. Because Cody was like, says 7:02. Then 2 minutes later, 6:45.
Oh, because I was dead stopping traffic. And I'm like, oh, there's probably like an accident or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I started to move. And I was like, okay, let's see. I'm good.
I have a good reason I almost didn't make it.
Oh, okay. What's going on, buddy?
I was so worried.
I know. Thank you for reaching out.
I didn't respond to any of these texts.
I know.
That's
like
when I know.
Minutes.
I'm like, oh, boy.
Well, what am I going to say in that situation?
Oh, no worries. Yeah. Get there when you get there.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll leave the door open for you. It's all good.
My guests will show up when they show up.
I got this, guys. Yeah.
I went to the dentist today. And I still go to the one at my hometown. Because he's so awesome.
You came from where I was, basically?
Yes. That's where I go to the, I don't mind giving away, Diamond Bar.
Yeah.
I went to the Diamond
Good town.
Bar.
I like Diamond Dar.
Diamond Dar. I went from Glendale to Diamond Bar just to get these chompers fixed.
Hell yeah. What'd you do?
Worth it.
Just a cleaning.
That's it. For a fucking cleaning?
Yes. Oh, you have to go. How was the last time you went to?
I'm actually going this Friday.
But I got Diamond Bar?
No.
I know a guy.
No, I know. Do they take my insurance, maybe? I'll tell you afterwards.
They take my insurance.
Why are we afraid to say what our insurance
is? Yeah, what's your insurance?
I don't want to. I don't want to go there.
Aetna?
No,
Blue Shield?
Concordia.
United?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Concordia?
Concordia? I think that's what it is. Concordia?
That sounds like a sci-fi novel.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Well,
they took
mine.
So free cleaning. 2 free cleanings a year.
Yeah.
Get them done.
There it is.
Want me to put a good word in, Cody?
Maybe.
You covered.
Yeah.
You covered
local.
Your insurance.
When's the last time you've been at the dentist?
I'll let you know what my plan is.
Yeah, what plan?
We'll see if I can go over there.
Why won't you say what insurance you have? But this is a good guy because when we were leaving, I took Laura too. I took her to my dentist.
You got
to
see this guy.
She's like, you got to fucking like this guy's awesome. And then, but when we were leaving, there's a whole family trying to get an extra appointment for like another family member, saying, hey.
How popular is this dentist?
Apparently, he's pretty good because he's like, we drove 45 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
We don't want to drive another 45 minutes. So, can you fit like this guy in right now?
Oh, shit.
He's a good guy. Check him out. I'm not going to say his name. Just check out Diamond Bar's top dentist.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So, that's why it was literally like a 3-hour tour.
Mm.
Hour there, hour. Getting drilled.
Yeah, it's all worth it if he gets the work done.
Got drilled for a while.
Hell yeah.
You got drilled for a whole hour, huh?
I did.
Oh, why is that funny?
Yeah.
Because he got drilled.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
Got drilled and
it's a funny sentence.
And then I drove back. And
okay.
That's when I made it, though. I made
it. You did make it.
Yeah.
You made it. You made it for the warm-up. You said you were going to miss the warm-up.
I thought I was going to straight up miss it.
Mm.
But, you know, I put two and two together. I made it happen.
Mm.
You put what together?
Exactly. That's exactly what I did.
What were the two that you put together?
I had work to do after I came back.
Mm.
So I finished the job that I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got done getting drilled. Then I got drilled by my boss. Am I right?
That was very graspy.
Corporate America.
All right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, now I'm here.
White.
Now I'm drinking
Corona. Yeah.
Do you eat after the dentist? Or are you like avoid
it? Well,
I think they tell you to wait a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
they definitely say don't have Corona beer, though.
No, Corona's later that night. Probably. Damn it.
I usually I'm usually numb after I fucking eat. So no, I don't eat. Yeah.
Wait, oh, because you always, all your chompers are all like all chomped.
Yeah. Gonna mark that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, pretty much.
So you get a lot of extra work, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did.
What is going on?
What do they do to you? Are you sure they didn't put anything on you?
What did they do to you?
They give me all this Novocaine.
Oh.
No,
oh,
no, yeah. They didn't give me
Forgive
anything.
Forgive me, Novocaine. Dude.
I thought you were going to start singing, I've become so numb.
No, you said Novocaine.
So I know, but but that was like 2 minutes ago. He started saying it. Numb. Okay.
So
you get numbed every time.
Yeah.
You
don't,
What
a topical time to sing that.
You don't. Right. You don't just get cleaned.
No, I mean you get cleaned 2 times a year.
Yeah,
and I already did that.
Okay.
Yeah. So my next one is this week.
You have cavity. You
I
dirty
don't
boy.
Think so I hope not. No, I have dirty some mouth. More work. Well, I have to talk to Slut. Him because I have new insurance. What's wrong with you? Shut up. What in Vegas, dude?
You didn't say no.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't hear what you said. I just keep hearing you say shit.
You're just like taking like he's right.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
right. I hear pussy.
I am.
Titties.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
balls.
Say any of that. No. She said you have a dirty mouth.
I have a dirty mouth. I do have a dirty mouth. No. Yeah, no, I have to call them and let them know I have new insurance. I'm like, hey, do you guys tank this? I saw on your website you don't.
So. Oh.
If they don't, though, you got a guy.
You got to go
just
Dime
an hour and a half
I
away.
I need to find a guy, though.
Or girl.
Yeah. My whatever. Dentist.
Brian's guy's a guy, though.
It's a guy.
That's who we're talking about.
Fair.
Look up
very
top
we're talking about
dentist
the guy.
The guy in Diamond Bar.
Yeah.
Check him out.
It's probably top one or two.
Very limited.
Probably one of them. Again, we can't plug him on the show.
No.
But we'll see.
But yeah. And then I get another x-ray for this because it still isn't finished.
That's right. You get that worked in.
Yeah.
You get it? Well, I thought you got the tooth put in.
I got the screw or whatever it is, but I have to wait for a long time for it to kind of like get into place to do all that. So they're taking an x-ray to take a look and see what the next steps are.
Oh, shit. And you go Friday.
I go Friday just for a cleaning, just a routine cleaning. And then I think next week is just the checkup on it, an x-ray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you plug this dentist?
It's in Burbank.
Okay. Look up dentists
top
in Burbank.
Dentist
it
is
might be
top
few. 10. It might
is
not.
Top,
but
there's
quite
a few.
Diamond Bar one.
Diamond
definitely
bar
top one or two.
They're really nice, though. They're very, very sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I still don't like the dentist.
Bohemian Rhapsody on the TV. You have TVs in yours?
Yes. And the first time, not the first time, but after I started working for Rotten Tomatoes, they had TVs in there, and I put on the Rotten Tomatoes channel. And I was like, hey, I worked there.
The guy's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
For some reason, I had 2 consecutive haircuts that had Miss Congeniality play on the TV.
Wow, like, the odds.
I guess it was on TNT both weeks or something like that.
Great movie.
It was just like,
movies,
Miss Congeniality. I can't even say the word now. Miss Congeniality was on TV both times.
It's a great film.
Do you go to the salon or do you
go? No.
A barbershop
barber.
Is playing.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah.
Well, why would a barbershop be playing?
Well, you think they're just going to be talking like better Jordan or LeBron the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
There's this stigma against barbershops, guys. You're afraid of
the
small talk.
You're
assuming they're all just...
Your dick's on the table? No. What are you saying?
Playboy magazine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pubes everywhere.
Just a normal place to get a haircut, guys. It's not some masculine thing, okay?
King Sporkle says, I love female dentists messing in my mouth.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah,
you went
no.
to a salon, is what you're saying.
No,
it's not a barbershop.
It's okay if you did.
It was actually geared towards sports, believe it or not.
And Miss Congeniality
like,
on the. Oh,
it had
you know
like
what? You
signed Jordan and Kobe things
you
on the wall.
Sports clips, didn't you?
No, it was. I can't plug it in the show. Not gonna say
what. What insurance did you use for your haircut?
Haircut.
Wait, so they probably had TNT on, which will eventually have basketball on.
Ooh, true. I did go at 9 a.m. So. Not a whole lot of basketball games on at that time of the day.
Did you do a walk-in or you make an appointment?
Just walk-in.
Oh,
I've never made a haircut appointment in my life. And it probably shows.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Throw you the hat on.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, did you just get the haircut?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no. This was years ago, probably 2017, 2018. Again, not peak Wanger's time.
No, definitely not.
But,
yeah.
Oh,
man.
All right.
All right.
Good
stuff.
Yeah. So that's why I was late. I went to the dentist. And now I'm here.
Okay.
Cody's here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Christian's here.
I've been on time.
You're here.
Yeah.
You're all here.
How crazy would it be if you were late? You know, like me and Brian were here, like, we're here.
Could happen.
Work. Yeah.
Amber will let you in.
Yeah.
What if he's got the shits?
Maybe.
What if he's plan around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to do that too.
Yeah.
I try to plan
my
day.
Hey, I'm drinking coffee, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out!
Jesus Christ.
Buckshot a little bit.
A buckshot?
but yeah, no, that's not gonna happen.
Oh, what, to be late?
Nah, no. Maybe you're sometime, like, yeah. Maybe I've just said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go for a drive.
Have you ever late to anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Oh, no. No, that's the thing you don't like. Do you go to the doctor?
I haven't been in a minute. I do need a...
Which is a long time.
That's a minute. Yeah, wait, what's a minute to you?
A while.
Right before quarantine. Okay. Yeah.
So you haven't been checked up or anything. I want to know your levels. How's your cholesterol?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah. I think it's fine.
How's your blood pressure?
Well, you don't know because you're not getting tested.
Yeah. I mean, my body feels fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It always does.
Dead.
True.
You just collapse out of the ground.
Okay. I mean, that's how you want to go. Yeah. You want to feel it.
Quick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had a revelation this past weekend.
Oh, Book of Revelations.
Book of Revelations, Avenged Sevenfold.
You read the Bible?
Yes. I have read the Bible.
Okay.
Many a times.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I just imagine you reading it while in Vegas. Like, you're just like, I have sinned. I'm so sorry, Lord. I shouldn't have drank.
Okay. I'm not sorry.
Okay.
I went straight for the apocalypse.
Okay.
What's your revelation?
So this past weekend, we were in Vegas. Brian and I were in Vegas.
Yeah,
Cody didn't want to go.
I would have loved to have gone, but, you know, I got responsibilities.
Got a job.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know have a child.
Yeah.
What it's like.
When do you know what it's like?
When you look into the eyes of your child for the first time and you're like,
you don't understand.
You can't go to Vegas.
No, we don't know, Brian.
I would never. When I looked in Christian's eyes for the first time, I said, I'm going to Vegas.
Exactly. It's the exact opposite here, guys. So
we're both going to Vegas.
I hope you know. That's what we're doing.
You know how hard it is to maintain a two-bedroom
that would
apartment?
Be hard. Okay.
Do you know? I got to vacuum this floor.
Yeah.
Get responsible.
What was your
revelation? Is this your only patch of carpet in your apartment?
No, I had my bedroom.
Oh, that's right.
Too.
It's not that bad.
You've been in my bedroom.
Oh,
Yeah.
Get drilled.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
He's a dentist on the side.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the guy from Diamond Bar.
Drill in his mouth. So the revelation I had this past week, and so we went to Vegas. Vegas. Cody didn't go. I feel like we're repeating ourselves.
My biggest
revelation is that I am obsessed with lazy rivers.
Mm. Oh, they're great.
First
time?
No, I've been.
Oh, okay.
I've been
to the Raging Waters one.
Yeah,
that one's great.
That's a good one.
Filthy,
and then
which is right next to me and Brian's dentist.
San Dimas.
Yes,
yes, yes.
That one had they had like little waterfall raindrops coming in. You go in the tropical areas.
It's
I remember
still
that
open.
Shit.
Is Raging Waters still open?
Oh yeah, it's open. Wow. Yeah. I want to go so bad, but I looked in the eyes of my kid. And he's like, "You're never going to Raging Waters.
Teach him to sink. Sink or swim.
Teach him to sink. Teach him to sink.
Sink or swim.
Throw him in.
Do it.
So yeah, they at the hotel that Brian was staying at. They had
I switched up.
River.
So I apologize for Christian because I booked a room at the Park MGM initially, and I told you I was going to stay there.
Yes.
So then you got a room there as well.
Yeah.
I guess to be next to me. I don't know.
Well, we were all planning on being in the same vicinity, which we were.
This is a total Brian move, and it hasn't even happened.
I have good reason.
Okay.
I booked a room at the Park MGM because it used to be the Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
The Monte Carlo had the lazy river.
Yeah, it did.
And then I Googled
that.
Yes, that's where I used to love it as a kid, going lazy river.
Yes.
So then I booked a room, and then I Googled it, and I looked up the pools. Now it's just three rectangles there. I'm like, this.
I did connect those and make a lazy river, but it's just three rectangles.
As soon as you text me, they're like, that's the most Brian fucking thing. You switched hotel because you didn't like the size of the pools.
Yes.
Yeah.
The shape, the fun, it's all about the vibe.
Okay.
All right, so then... At the last minute, I had like 2 days before I lose my deposit to cancel the Park MGM room. So then I canceled it and I booked a room at the MGM Signature, which has access to the
MGM
MGM pools,
yes.
MGM Grand pools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That has a lazy river. That's where that's where we went to Lazy River. You got in because of me.
Yes. Second day, I got in because of Ellis.
So
it's not all about you.
I'm not wrong in the sentence I just said. So yes,
true. Do you have a retort?
But I don't. I mean, I don't regret staying in the Park MGM because at least in our hotel, the casino was right by us. I can gamble and then go straight up to my room.
That was nice.
The Signature.
As well.
The Signature did not.
Doesn't have hotels.
Oh, Signature does not have a casino.
I mean, doesn't have hotels.
The hotel that I stayed at. Turns out, doesn't have a hotel.
What is this dentist doing to you?
What is in your mouth?
Let's get him.
Brian, what's in your mouth right now?
Let's talk about it. I got drilled today.
Okay.
The Signature doesn't have casinos.
Casino, like directly.
You have to go to the MGM casinos. Yeah.
Which is a very long walk.
No, okay.
It's not that long.
No, but yeah, you set that up. It's like, it's kind of far.
Don't
and
they
then...
have like the airport walkers, like the fucking thing?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
From mm-hmm. the signature to the
that's,
grand.
That yeah. is the signifier of a long walk.
Oh,
if oh you're saying those. If you need, no, because it's a straight shot.
Well, they're not going to be fucking swirly.
Well, if it's a straight shot, then you can put
in I would love to see
the,
that, though. Yeah, kind of like a, what's the hill in San Francisco where it goes down? Yeah, I want to see that, but an escalator.
But no, it's a decent walk.
It wasn't that bad. Because yeah. we had to, so the Park MGM, all you had to do was just walk over the bridge once.
Wait, are you talking about the walk from the Park MGM to MGM Grand?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the walk from
I'm
the signature.
Signature okay, okay. to MGM, where you okay. got to go through like the food court and pass by the CSI investigations. You guys do
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
yeah. Now it's all like ABC
but
shows.
But like, I wasn't
whatever.
Going to their room, so that didn't bother yeah. me. So going yeah. to the MGM Grand
oh, no, that's fine.
Was like super easy. And then like to the pool was easy too, like through yeah. that little mall area and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. yeah so yeah. that's the walk. It's not bad.
Plus you're in AC the whole time, pretty much. Smelling a cigarette. Sweat, yes. shame.
Oh, fucking.
Yeah.
Cigars.
Is that the noise you make when
that's
you smoke
when I do a cigar?
Cigar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sound bite that. Hold on. Is that like 26 minutes, Cody?
Oh, yeah,
just
I'll
make sure.
It.
Okay. I do.
Yeah.
Did you end up getting, because at one point, like he was like, I got to find a cigar.
I wanted a cigar, and I never came across a little shop. We were too busy gambling.
They're like everywhere.
I know.
You get a cigar anywhere.
I know. I apologize.
You just follow the scent.
Like, follow the old man.
Let me go over
Where's
there.
The cigar?
Hey, Leonard. Leonard, where'd you get that cigar? That's all you got to do. All right, let's talk about it, though, guys. What'd you guys do? You there from what, like 3 days? 3 days?
Yeah.
Wednesday to Saturday.
To Saturday.
That's a good trip.
Good amount of days.
It flies by because you get 2 full days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you pack them in.
Some of those days kind of dragged. I got really drunk.
Jesus Christ.
I got really drunk one day. I'm like, fuck.
Like during the day?
The pool?
The pool. So, yeah. So, okay, let's set it up. Wednesday.
Yeah. We arrived.
We arrived. Gambled a little bit. Met up a little bit later. Y'all split off. Y'all went to and get some food, right? We had a great posse,
No, we
too.
Met up with you.
At Tap, the restaurant.
We got food with you.
Oh, that's right. That was after then. I thought you guys were doing something. You went to that.
We went
Did you guys
thing.
Do anything?
No,
what
no.
Happened
we met up at the Taps bar.
And then you guys went to the...
Yeah, and then we went to a show at the Bellagio that has, like, song and dance mm-hmm. with music or with... you can order food or you can drink at the bar. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. Then we met back up with you guys.
Yeah.
And then we gambled at the Park MGM.
Yes.
No,
right.
we went to Mandalay
oh,
Bay.
Oh, we did go to Mandalay Bay.
I regret asking the question.
For some reason.
Oh, my goodness.
First
it's
night
gone.
Was a trip. First
okay.
night was a trip.
It's gone.
First night, I went pretty hard.
Everyone went hard that night.
We drank pretty fucking hard.
Really?
Yeah.
You know the golden rule. You don't go hard the first night.
No.
That's the golden rule.
I mean, it's Wednesday in Vegas.
I think it's appropriate to go hard the first day because that second day we went a little bit lighter. It was nice. And then Friday you go fucking.
I kind of like Brian's idea of like a build up though.
You build up.
Where you build up to like peak on like Friday night.
You never go hard the first night.
Yeah, you climax on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah,
never
what is this? Climax? What is this?
Sometimes you need a rest day. You need to power the energy bars. Just a little bit, you know? Take a nap.
The rest of the weekend's a point of clarity. What have I done?
Yeah, you might have the revelation.
You took
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. We went. I wasn't planning on, like, sticking around at the pool that much because I'm just insecure about my body. And so after that first time we were at the Lazy River, like, this is great. Let's go again tomorrow. Yeah. So the only thing that I felt like we planned aside from, which I'll talk about, Zach Bagan's Haunted Museum.
Oh.
I
got a shirt.
It was free with the tour.
So, oh, yeah. Nice.
And so we actually planned for like Friday, I think, to or maybe it was Thursday to go to the Lazy when it rained really hard.
That was Friday.
That was Friday. So we planned to go there early, walk around. We didn't even get tubes because you had to pay for them. You can't rent them.
Okay.
Yeah, probably because of COVID.
How much did you pay for a tube in the for the Lazy River, Cody?
No more than $5.
No, oh, than five.
Shit.
These are $25.
No.
Yeah.
$25.
No.
So
guys,
we just
go body surfing. Just fucking.
Oh yeah,
float.
No, we walked.
Just
it. We did.
Float.
We all just walked the whole time.
That's all you
gotta do. It's great. Just wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But that first night, so we went to Mandalay Bay, gambled, lost all of my money, and then we came back, and then I think we were gambling more.
At the park. Yeah.
And that table was doing kind of better, but mentally not as great because there was a woman next to me.
Oh, shit.
Tattoos all over me.
Oh,
right,
titties
all
out.
Over me. No,
all
yeah,
over
titties,
you.
Not all over me yet. And I can't remember her name. But I did not
I
like
remember it's on the tip of my tongue, but you tell the story.
Okay.
I will bring it up.
Okay. What specific about her name or
her name.
Oh, okay. I think it started with an M.
Moderna.
No,
I don't know.
No. So gambling and she sits down A little energetic, right? Okay. I swear to God.
It's like, it's fucking Vegas on a Wednesday, am I right? Yeah.
But no, she was like, I got my hotel for free.
Yeah, she started like telling us. Yeah, she was like saying all the shit. But then, like, she wins, and I swear to God.
What happened?
I don't want to do it to you. I need to get something. Hold on. Here we go.
What are you going
to
grab? He's going to grab something for a visual comedic effect.
Again, this is an audio medium.
And he's grabbing a cigar for a visual. Okay, that's a strange looking cigar. It's a beach towel that he paid $15 for at the Lazy River. Okay, here we go.
Imagine I'm Moderna, right?
Okay.
And this is me right here.
That's you. You're the towel.
You're the towel. Okay. Christian the towel.
Okay. You see it there on the frame? Okay. She's like, blackjack. I win. And I'm just like, Cody, that happened like five times.
She just beats the shit
out
of you.
She's like, you know when like Cap grabs fucking Bucky before they go fight Zemo or whatever the fuck? Just
now, did you say please stop?
I said ow.
But did you say like ow, man? Yeah, good job, big winner.
Okay. I had other words.
Okay,
other words I wouldn't say on this program. That I wanted to call her.
Oh, okay.
She was, but then her husband was like right behind her.
No, nope.
She's watching the replay, beating the shit out of the towel.
Well, her husband wasn't there initially.
Oh,
remember
that?
Did he walk up to you just like, "Hey, what's up, motherfucker?"
No, her. So I guess the husband calls her, and she's answering the phone at the table, which again is another rule. You can't have the table.
That's a big no-no.
At the blackjack table. Mm-hmm. So the dealer tells her to put it away. So she hands me the phone.
Oh, that's. And Wait, you were gambling?
I was standing back for a bit. I think I cashed out.
You seem like a guy who's just like, I'm just going to stand here.
Oh, no, I have my reasons. I'll get into that later. I was standing back, and she hands me the phone. I was like, hello?
Yeah. I totally forgot about this.
What did he say?
He's like, hello? I was like, hey, your wife says to come to the blackjack table at the Park MGM. Like, all right, I'll be right there.
No question.
Yeah,
he just fucking came.
So just he shows up answering another woman's phone. Yeah. I would have been like, "Who the fuck is this?"
I tried remembering her name at the time too, but I was like, your wife is at the black deck table."
Like Melanie or Melody or
Melody. Sounds right.
Well, we met a Melanie, and then at the pool we met a Melody.
Yeah, something nuts. Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she showed up. The husband showed up, and then you guys... I left because I was upset with the gambling.
Oh, with the dealer? Yeah, the dealer.
Why? What happened?
This has never happened before. I won a hand, and she took my money. She busted. The dealer busted. She got 25, and she took my money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. You had 25, and I had 13. She was, like, giving me shit for not hitting on, like, a 13.
Whoa. So you legit won?
I won.
Took your money?
Yeah. And then Ellis was like, "No, I think you have 25." And she flips the cards up. She's like, "Oh, you're right." And then she gives me my money back.
Oh, she gave it back though.
Okay.
I thought she was just like, "No, I'm taking this." Okay.
I had to stand up and be like, "You are wrong."
Maybe she had a brain for it.
Maybe. Yeah. Shit happens.
Did she apologize after the fact?
I don't think so.
I think she did.
I don't think so.
I think she did.
I mean, they do hundreds, if not thousands, of hands a day, man.
Yeah. Hey, get a good blackjack dealer. Doesn't take advantage of poor Brian here, betting his lunch
that's part
money.
Of their job, baby. They just want to take your money
and my drinks.
Yeah.
I'm drinking. I'm drunk, and they're like, "Let's take this guy. He doesn't know how to count."
We don't.
You don't. I fucked up too.
You really don't.
I fucked up.
But like, I clearly have 21. It's like a 4 and a 3. Yeah.
No, one time we were gambling at I forget where.
Park? Was it the last
it,
time?
It was the last time guy? At the park, and then the dealer throws the last card down. It's like shit. And I could have sworn I lost. I could have sworn it was like
23. And then she starts handing out the money. You're like, oh, okay.
I was like legit upset. I was like, fuck. She busted so bad.
So
that's good.
But also the park was being shady too, because it's a $10 table initially and with no one around. Then we crowd and then the fucking guy in the suit in the back, he's like switches. He's like, oh, it's a $15 table now.
Yeah, that's standard.
Oh, they yeah, those fucking guys come by.
Yeah.
But we're grandfathered in, so
yeah, we are. That's fine. True.
That's shady. Yeah. Still shady. I don't like it. I don't like those rules. I mean,
they're all.
Where else are you going to go?
Mandalay Bay. I'll go to Luxor. pay $5.
So yeah, arm punch, one punch woman was not.
Do you have bruises?
No, I mean, she didn't hit the arm. Let's be honest. Steel.
Okay, so you guys did that. You got assaulted. Brian forgot how to get out.
So
what else
Mark
happened?
Almost got assaulted too.
What
Ellis,
by who?
At the Lazy River. Do you remember this? Were you there for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we were just like walking the Lazy River, and it was really fun. And at one point, we were walking past, and these group of guys were just in the corner, not related to this woman, but it's just kind of the setting up the situation of how the Lazy River was going. Everyone was vibing. Everyone's having fun, chilling, doing their things, you know, just fucking chilling, killing like a villain. And then we come across this party of dudes, and they're on this side, and then the corner of the Lazy River over here, and all along this row right here, they were just stacking and putting a bunch of cans of beer bottles. And so they were just like, please, like, anything you have. Just
let's
so
make art together.
Yeah. So we kept coming around, and we brought more of our drinks and stuff and just having fun. Took a photo of it. And then when we come back around, there's another woman there, also has tattoos on her arm.
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay. I think her name was Melody. Yeah.
She put tattoos all over Mark as well.
All over him. Okay. And I don't know what she said to initiate like the high five or what Mark said.
She was like, you know, in Vegas, she's like, hey, Vegas, awesome. And she goes for a high five.
Yeah. Yeah. So she sticks her hand out for a high five. And Mark's like, oh, I'll give you one of these. Dead ass, dude. She's just like, oh, you must be one of them liberals.
What the fuck? Because he went for a fist bump instead of a high five. Yeah. Oh, because COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I started laughing, and I was like, well, you're not wrong.
But she was like on the back of her husband.
Yeah, and her husband was like, bitch, shut up. No, he didn't say that, but he was just
like so disappointed.
Yeah, he was just like, why are you starting,
honey?
He did say like, why are you starting shit? Why are you starting
shit? Well, then the other friend that we met at the pool, Melody or Melanie, one of those, she said she passed by the same lady.
Because
we were talking about it to her, and she's like, oh yeah, I passed by that lady. She gave me a high five, and she's like, fuck you.
So what did you want?
I think it's just a lose-lose situation.
What is it that you want?
I just love that a fist bump is the indicator for liberal. That's great.
I think that's a fist, the liberal
great.
Fist.
I mean, great. Stick it up their ass.
Yeah.
You like how I said dead ass, Herman Pueblo? I think you like that. Nice. That's what the kids are saying now. Dead ass.
Yeah.
So, we were the liberals of the Lazy River.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very surprised, actually, speaking of being liberal, about their mask mandate there. Everyone, you had to have a
mask.
You
were so happy about it.
I was stoked because I didn't think they'd give a shit.
Did people actually
do
it?
Not outside.
Not outside, you don't have to wear
it. If you're at the river or outside walking around, you don't have to wear it. But indoors, gambling, dealers, everyone had it on.
Oh, yeah. At one point, you weren't wearing one. And not that like you were like you probably just forgot, but what the guy said to you was really funny. He's like, "Hey, bro, you got a diaper for your mouth?"
He's giving
out free ones.
He brought one of those that looked like a diaper. He's like, "Hey, you got one of these diapers?"
Yeah.
And I just got sick of wearing it. Call me a liberal. Oh. Call me a conservative. But I was drunk. I was on a high. You
Brian's
know?
A high five guy.
And I was like, "Come on, give me a high five." I was
legit had to ask someone. I was like, can I still walk around with beer in my hand?" They're like, "Yeah, you can take it down, take a drink. Just make sure you keep it up the whole time."
You know what? Alice didn't know. That you can drink in a taxi.
In Vegas.
He didn't know that.
Yeah.
So when we went to Caesar's Palace and got taxis back, when the taxi arrived, he downed his drink and threw it out. And then me and Laura just brought ours in.
Literally everywhere else you can't do that.
Yeah.
So I get it.
It's you know it's bullshit?
What?
We can drink in a taxi, but I can't take my drink into a goddamn restaurant. I had to down my drink before a restaurant.
Well, the drink or the restaurant sells drinks. The taxi doesn't sell.
They're all there.
The taxi has a bar as well.
That's true. But then once we got out, Mark was like, I didn't know you can bring those into the taxi. I was like, Mark, have you not been to Vegas? He's like, I don't need to hear that shit from you, Brian. Oh, Mark is the best to play blackjack with.
Oh my god!
First of all, you guys suck at blackjack.
Whoa!
Oh, I had a pretty bad.
Yeah, a bad weekend.
Terrible.
And Mark both lost so much money.
Oh no!
Mm-hmm. And then Mark is just—he's there to make the dealer laugh.
Yeah,
he is the best person to play with because of that. Like, he will just make the dealer laugh the whole time. We sat on a table. And as soon as I sat down, I was like, I don't have a good feeling about this dealer. Yeah. Like, she was just stone cold. Yeah. The one at New York, New York. Like, she was stone cold. Like, she was not laughing. Like, she was just very serious. As soon as he started talking to her, she lit up a little bit. And she started laughing a lot more and, getting into it.
That was the one that swatted my hand.
Oh, really?
She did. Well, you can't touch. You don't know the fucking rules, dude. Jesus
Christ. Oh, you went to grab the chips back?
No. Don't get ahead of me. So...
Why else would your hand be swapped? Okay.
Well, listen.
Okay.
All right. You know what liberals don't do? Anymore. Listen. So I lay out on my 20s, and then two were stuck together.
Why?
They were just stuck together.
What are you doing to your $20 bills?
I'm coming all over them.
38 minutes.
I hope that was clean enough. That was good.
So I hand her like $160 in 20s, and she lays them all out. You know how dealers like lay them out to count them
to really make sure that people like you can't count. No,
so then I put them out, and then I can see like, oh, like two are like legit stuck and not like.
So she slapped your hand.
So then I was like, oh, there's two, and she just went. No.
I didn't hear you say there's two. I just saw you reach out.
It's hard to talk with a mask on and music blasting
just
in New York, New York.
With her, just say,
there's
excuse
two,
me,
yeah, lady.
Okay. Conservative,
yeah. But she's just swat my.
That's
so
great.
But I came up on that table, so I was like, fuck it, fuck you.
Yeah, okay.
I said fuck you. That's okay. What I said to her.
Okay,
all right,
fuck this New York.
Okay,
did Alice do one of the things like I'm gonna do one of these? Yeah. To move the chips.
We were helping Ellis play, and I legit lost him like $80.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of times.
He's done so much for us. You can't even help him win $80.
No, okay. So
he would do a lot of the times. He would do a lot of the times where it's like they'd have like a, I don't know, like a 16, like a 6 facing up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like got 13. He's like, what do I do here? I'm like, oh, I wouldn't hit. He's
yeah,
like,
I would
okay.
Yeah.
I'll hit. And then he would, you play a little bit. Yeah.
No, but he had the best hand possible. He had, the dealer was showing like a 3.
Mm-hmm.
He had, I think, aces. I think he split aces.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And
yeah.
Then he got a third ace or
I think
something.
It was like a 6. I think it was, I remember this. Yeah, no, yeah. He had like three, did like 3 splits.
Yeah.
And then I think he doubled down on one of the last ones.
So like he was had all the money on the line here. And then the dealer hits a 21.
Yeah, like,
and
like,
oh,
like,
so
buy
sorry,
the
Mark.
Fucking, like, but like, statistically,
no, you
that should
done
not
that.
Happen.
No,
yeah,
that I would have
should
done
not
same.
Have
yeah.
happened.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I was like, Mark, you were playing it so right.
Yeah.
You were going to win all this money back, and then she hits a 21. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
I think, like, I played so much by the rules, quote unquote, that it just fucked me. Like, I didn't take any shots or risks or anything like that.
Yeah.
The only shots and risks that I ever took was when I had, like a $25 chip left, and like that was it after putting down
like,
a bunch of money.
Fuck
it. And then I win. I'm like, okay,
I guess I'll stick around.
Yeah.
And then lose 50. And you're like, well, shit.
That one guy, we had an extra guy at the last Park MGM table.
Dave. Was or David or something.
That
like
guy?
The dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
Where he's like, he hated me.
Oh, he's so fucking funny. Yeah, because like he was quiet for the most part. He loved playing with us because he was stacking up. He was winning a lot.
He was winning when I was there too.
Yeah.
Mask
no, I,
was
I was still
pops
I was,
down.
I started with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that table we did really, really well.
I
got like
up.
Almost, because, yeah, so go ahead. Say your thing. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I ended up winning like $200 from that table.
Yeah,
and walked away.
I got up a little bit on that table, and the funniest part was that like he was like silent for most of it, and I think it was like after you did your oh fuck
yeah
he like Ellis had said a joke earlier the saying that he's like from the valley and he can't count, and then just David just slides in and he's like, well, he's from the valley.
Yeah, he's like joining in
and everybody's
like, he's a great listener. But he doesn't say anything.
It's fucking funny as fuck.
But then like,
and then Brian got all mad, he's like, oh, David says one thing and everybody's laughing.
No, so then.
So I've been giving gold all night.
Yeah.
No one's fucking laughing at my shit.
So he was like betting conservatively like throughout. He just had $5 chips.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes he would go big, and I forget what happened, but like, he would lose it like immediately. I don't know if he blamed us or whatever. But then like so then he bet like the minimum, and he got like a 21. He's and we're like cheering, we're like, yeah, you won. He's like, yeah, that's the least amount I've bet so far.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, sorry,
I hope he's
bro.
Doing okay. Let's hit him up. Let's
I think so.
David.
I think Ellis invited him to a show the next night. Hopefully he went.
He's from California. He's
yeah,
from
he did
LA.
Say he was from out here, too.
But nice. Ellis got the biggest laugh from the dealer.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
He made the dealer crack up like
what was it? I don't remember.
Because that...
He said, knock, knock.
Yeah.
And then the dealer said, who's there?
Because the that guy, we didn't know he was the dad. He looked like a young man.
Oh, right.
Like in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he was older because then, like, his son comes up, a guy, like, clearly in his 20s.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, that's your son? Like, you, I didn't know you're that old. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I didn't hear the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But then Ellis was saying BC was there.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, I don't know his name or his full name. He's a Smodown guy.
Yeah.
But he was playing with us too. And then Ellis is like, oh, you look great for 40. This guy's 35. He looks terrible. And then the dealer was like cracking up.
She stopped what she was doing and she fucking fell back.
So good.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
And again, if you haven't been in a taxi with Ellis, He's great. It was just Laura and I in the back seat making out, of course.
Yeah.
But Ellis was in the front, and we had
making out with the driver.
Yeah. We had a woman driver from Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. I want to say. Mm-hmm. So, and they like Ellis.
Are you guessing, or did she say that?
She mentioned.
It's a very specific.
I want to say. Guess. I want to say that's what she said.
Okay.
But then Ellis was just like making her giggle, and she like was like giggling like. Like a funny, like little laugh.
Yeah.
And Alice was like, oh, that's a cute giggle you have. And she's like, oh, is it cute enough to marry me?
Oh, Ella's getting hitched out here. Look at that.
He's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Ella's crushing out in Vegas, yeah. Man.
And then she says her name, and then like Ellis was like, brought it up. He's like, oh, we're going to get married soon, right? And she's like, oh, really? What's my name? And he's like, say it again. That was great. I wish that we had that whole conversation recorded because he had the cab driver just cracking.
It'd be a great
time.
Podcast. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Kind of like, wasn't that a show? What's that show?
Taxi Cab Confessions.
That is one.
There's Collateral where the driver.
I was thinking of the one where you win money.
Oh,
Cash Cab. Yeah, it's a TV game show. It takes place right here in my taxi. You guys want to play?
Oh,
you should be the host.
I watched that show all the time.
Oh, you did?
I fucking loved Cash Cab. Oh, man.
Okay.
Loved it.
There
you go.
Yeah, that's all we did. Lazy River the first time.
Okay.
Lazy River's apparently, great.
You didn't think you would like the Lazy River, and then you just like lost it. You're like, so much fun.
It's a brilliant concept.
No, it's fantastic.
Just go around.
No, I just didn't want to be like at the
you
pool
just go
and stuff.
Around.
And,
oh, yeah, I asked you. I was like,
because it was hot, and you didn't want to be outside and like burn up and shit, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we went to the pool the next day. You guys left to go downtown.
Yeah, we went to Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other scene.
You've been a nacho daddy over there?
No, I have not.
Oh,
I saw your picture,
good.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good shit. Mm.
Ella sent me a photo. I felt so bad, but in the moment, I knew I was right.
Typical.
No, he sent me a photo of nachos from Nacho Daddy. Mm. And I was like, dude, those are like plain ass nachos. Put some shit on it.
Mark's like, I thought they looked really good.
Did you just, he might have just gotten like the chips and salsa? He got nachos at one point.
Nachos with like meat and
he got
like,
a thing called burger nachos.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the one he sent you was just chips and salsa.
Yeah. Well, he just said, I'm back, baby. And he sent me like
plain
ass nachos.
It wasn't even nachos.
It wasn't even nachos,
Ryan.
Oh, you
asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
It's clearly chips and salsa.
Yeah, I was driving at the time. All right.
Okay.
Why are you driving and looking at your phone?
He just
at
said, I'm back. When I was in that Vegas traffic.
So good, though. That salsa was really bomb as fuck. Dead ass, dude. Fuck. Hey, new shoes. Cool, Cody.
It's so weird that you noticed, but you're right.
Oh, wow.
They look shiny.
Yeah,
I like it.
A new kicks, yeah.
Yeah, black. Good on you.
Yeah, doing the, real original. Cody wearing black again. All right.
Black
anyway,
fans.
Yeah.
So,
Vegas.
So you did that. You did the drinking around the Lazy River. You did that. Any shows or anything? You guys do
the Mark
anything?
Ellis Live Comedy Hour.
That's right.
Mark is very funny.
Yeah,
the other comics were really funny as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the Brad Garrett Comedy Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah.
I went to the Zach Bagans.
That's right.
Haunted Museum.
Is that Bilbo's brother? I'm going to pull a block for that
one. Is it Bagans or Baggins?
I've always said Baggins.
You've always said that.
And then Grace corrected me, and it's Bagans. And then at the museum, because there's like 1,000 monitors of videos of him playing, and he says Baggins as well. So
is it because of Lord of the Rings? Where he
changed
the pronunciation?
Bilbo Baggins.
Like,
he could have
been. I'm a fucking hobbit.
Yeah.
Maybe,
So yeah, Grace and Ken really wanted to go to this. They've been before.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is their second time, and I've never been. They asked me if I wanted to go. I was like, yeah, sure. I don't believe in, like, ghosts or spirits or anything like that, but I had heard, like, some... Because it's, like, the Haunted Museum is just, like, a collection of stuff he's collected over the years. And
from, like, death things.
Yeah, so, like...
Like, serial killers.
Yeah, so that's what kind of fascinated me about, like, the whole thing. So, like, he had Charles Manson's ashes that he got from Manson's son. They had the OJ chair that he sat in when they were giving the verdict. Like, just fucking
it's weird shit.
Weird shit.
How would you even get that?
There are like some explanations on how he got some of the things.
I think he's a liar.
Maybe.
It's just a random chair.
It's just
a
chair.
Could
be
he's
just
like,
a chair.
This is a chair.
He's got like Ted Bundy's ice pick and glove and fucking ski mask.
Just imagining just more random shit. Like, this is the light from a crosswalk that Charles Manson once walked past.
He's got Sharon Tate's wedding dress.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevorkian's van.
Yeah, okay.
Like just a bunch of really weird shit. But yeah, no, I think it was, I thought it was pretty cool. Like I never, there are like specific rooms. Like, he had the bed of which the Bunny Ranch owner guy died in.
At the Bunny Ranch? Did he die at the Bunny Ranch?
I think so. And I think it was like the same bed that Lamar Odom like OD'd on.
Whoa.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So was that the Bunny Ranch then?
I like, think
why
so.
Would
yeah.
they have a
yeah.
same
well,
bed?
They, yeah. And then yeah. he like obtained it somehow. And like she turned the lights off and lit a black light. Ugh.
Oh, it's all filled.
Ugh. It's gross. But yeah, no. Yeah. Like I like all the haunted stuff that they had in there. I knew, what?
So stupid. That would have a joke for like a sketch or something. Like they turn on the black light and it just says this item is haunted or yeah. something like that.
That's what light. It sounds like. Yeah. He has two stories of why this is all phony.
Oh.
Two stories.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, and I hate to say like it, because people believe in this stuff and that's fine. And like
just wrong, just, you know, according to Christian.
The part where
Ken in the chat, he's like, yes, on the Bunny Ranch. Yes. Wait, no, wasn't Laura, what? Didn't Laura be like, was asking what the Bunny Ranch was?
Yeah, she's like, what's the Bunny Ranch?
What happens there? All innocent. What's going on there?
But
they have bunnies?
You said at the Zach Bagans Museum yes. that they're like, oh, people pass out here because
oh, yeah, so they have,
it's so oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have video footage of people like, guests, and I think even some of the people that work there that would pass out in like some of these more spiritual haunted
just
rooms.
Super fake.
No, it's actual like footage, and like maybe they could be actors, you know, doing okay. anything. But my takeaway was like it was pretty hot in there.
They didn't offer water.
They weren't cranking like that. I saw AC units all over.
It's a 5 mile yeah. hike to get there.
It's the middle of the
it was pretty hot
in Vegas.
It was pretty hot in there.
The waiting room is literally a treadmill.
I think he's like
passes out.
I think he spent all of his money on all these items, but he's saving it for the AC. You know, like it's just like maybe I don't know. So I'm speculating.
That's one
speculation.
Thing.
The other thing I thought was kind of funny. I think it was in the divot box room, or it's just again one of the other. Because the divot box is supposed to be like one of the haunted, most haunted items ever.
What's this divot box?
It's like a spiritual. It was like a Jewish container that a woman had from like the Holocaust or something like that. So it's got like a you know a lot of terrible energy around it and whatnot. And like recently, it's funny because the video pops up and it's Zach Bagans. He's got like a very specific, like he's definitely a character.
Yeah,
like he definitely makes that show.
Artist.
And no, I don't want to say that, but he's like me and my friend because he talked. I want to like it's such a perfect character. Like, and he's a person, but the way he performs
so right.
is so good. He's like me and my friend Post Malone. Were and so the way he delivered it, I thought it was pretty funny.
You know, my good buddy Kid Cudi the other day.
It was just like that was Post Malone. But Post Malone had an encounter with the box
and then
afterwards he got in a plane crash, he got in a car accident, he got robbed in his home. Okay. So like all these terrible things started happening. No. So you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know.
Believe it or not. Yeah. But it was either in that room or in another haunted room where I overheard one of the guests ask the tour guide. She was like, oh, what is this little pile for? It was like a pile full of money, like a little bowl. And the tour guide was like, well, sometimes people like to leave money so the spirits don't follow you home.
Mm.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, weird. How
smart.
Money.
The tour guides, the spirits are going to go to fucking Bellagio. Bet that
weird
shit.
How the spirits know the value of American dollars.
Only American dollars.
Only American.
Yeah, Canadian dollars, get the fuck out of
here. Pesos, get that
shit. It's following you
out of here.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's their currency of choice.
Yeah.
But, I think the whole vibe, the whole house was cool as fuck. There was one spot where, because we are RIP. Not VIP. We are the RIP. Pretty fucking cool.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
It's on brand.
So we got to get access to, you know, certain things that other people didn't.
Nice.
And one of them was just like this tight little corridor, just pitch black that we got to walk through.
Oh, nice. Oh.
It was pretty cool.
Did you pass out?
No.
Uh-oh.
I did not. No.
Wait, what's in the corridor? It's just a tight.
It's just
a really uncomfortable space.
Yeah.
There's nothing haunted about
it's
at all.
Tight little,
it's just incredibly
it's
uncomfortable.
It's this tight little like crawl space that you go through to get to like another room just for the RIPs.
What's in that room?
I don't remember.
You just remember the crawl space.
The crawl space was really cool. Yeah. There was a lot. Dude, it was like a 2-hour tour.
We were gone for a while.
There's a huge ass house. And they just have like a bunch of spooky ass shit. Like they take you to the basement and there's like a fucking candle in the middle of the room with a pentagram.
Oh,
cool as fuck, man. Some cool devil shit, man.
Nice.
There's one doll. I think the closest I got to being creeped out was there was this doll. I think the doll's name was like
Annabelle.
Lily or something that. Mm. And they said, like, when you enter the room, you have to make sure you, if when you see her, you make sure you say hello. Oh. And then before you leave the room, make sure you say goodbye.
Or she'll follow you.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they have stories of people in that.
Yes.
And they also said not to look her in the eyes either.
Did you see her?
Yeah, yeah. She's behind, like, a case and whatnot. Like, all these things that they say, they kind of give you warning about. Mm. They even say, like, you can choose not to be in here if you don't want to. And, you know, if someone feels, like, uncomfortable and whatnot. Mm. But I stared her right in the eyes.
Yeah. Was it like Haunted Mansion where they follow you as you're walking?
No. That's just
terrible. That would be pretty cool.
I was actually expecting them to do, like, some, like, scares and stuff. And they only did, there was this one section where there was, like, a bunch of clown stuff. And, like, it clearly looked like dudes were in suits. It's like, so this guy's going to pop out.
Yeah. Mm.
And he never did, but there was, like, a guy dressed up as a clown just following us.
Oh.
And I was like, that's kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum.
In downtown Las Vegas.
Downtown.
It's out in downtown.
Nacho Daddy. And then go to Haunted Mansion. Yeah. Haunted Museum.
Haunted Mansion. There was a part where the room kind of looked like it.
A haunted mansion?
Yeah, I was just like, is this room actually stretching? Tour guide didn't like that.
Was he like, consider me your ghost host?
Yeah. But yeah, I know it was cool.
A couple people brought it up in the chat. Have you guys seen the I Think You Should Leave sketch, the ghost tour?
No.
Well, this conversation ended. Okay, yeah, season two. One of the highlights of the season.
I'll try that.
It's a great sketch.
Yeah, we'll try that. Yeah.
But yeah, we did that. That was like the only planned thing we did. And then, of course, Lazy River V2.
Yeah, and
Ellis's show.
And then Ellis's show.
Other times you were just drinking and
You know what we didn't do, Cody? No one wanted to do Top Golf.
What the fuck, guys?
Yeah, nobody really wanted.
You're walking all the way to the Signature. It's just behind the Signature.
I was staying at the Signature.
Yeah, you were
I could
right
see
there.
It from my room. Mm. And I was like, hey, guys, you want to go to Top Golf? No, you guys can go without me.
I'm disappointed in all of you.
Laura didn't even want to go. She doesn't golf. I thought I was with men who golf. I'm sorry. I was hanging out with men.
Topgolf isn't just golfing. It's a legit fun place.
They have a pool.
They have a pool. It's a rectangle, but they have a pool.
It is a small rectangle.
Yeah, they got ping pong. They got beer pong.
I lost a lot of money.
They have shuffleboard. Yeah. They got all the things.
Got to get better at some blackjack, man. We'll take some lessons.
Have you thought about getting better?
Yeah. I mean,
have you thought about that?
I think I know how to play. just had a bad weekend.
Yeah. I remember being drunk. I think it was when I was with Adam, and I was like, I'm just sitting there because I lost everything that weekend. And I was like, I'm doing everything right.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
What is happening?
It's like the whole weekend.
I'm playing the game the right way.
It is the kind of, like, guessing, not guessing, but, like, taking the risk. Because the dealer got mad at me for not hitting on a 13, but I was like, I'm going to bust if I do. And then she busted.
Yeah. Mm.
So, like, it is, like, kind of taking a risk.
And
counting cards also.
And counting cards. Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you are playing for yourself. Because there's that vibe you get when you're sitting on a group, like, a table of people. There is a certain, like, teamwork that goes into it a little bit.
Well, that's why Dave or whatever that guy's name was mad at us.
Oh, yeah. There were a bunch of times where he was just like, oh, no, don't hit on that. Please, God, don't. Please, God, no.
You would get mad at Ellis for hitting on something. You're like,
yeah, but I mean,
hold on. Were you mad or did you do your...
I was like, no, Mark.
He would tell him so bad. Mark has Laura was mentioning, she was like studying all of our hand movements of like how we hit. Mm-hmm. And Mark goes like,
oh, yeah.
He just does, like, the quick, like, jab, dab.
Wait,
jab.
Did he have the first seat to the left of the dealer?
No, he had the straight on.
That's where he was every time.
Dave was in the front. That's why he was doing the best. And then Brian was at the end. He's like, I don't trust you guys.
I make my own luck.
That's the worst spot to be in, by the way, at the end.
Is it, though? Because I control what the dealer gets.
So does everybody else.
Yeah.
But still, like,
Dave had the best winning the whole time.
Was he?
Yeah, he was up a lot.
Wow.
He gave me like $100.
That's my best friend now.
Yeah. Him and his son.
Yeah. I do. I get in, I do very much like.
You're very. You knock on the thing too.
Oh, yeah. I knock on the thing.
Oh, yeah. You got to knock.
I knock on the thing every time.
You say hit and stay?
Oh, no.
No, when you hit, like, you just go like.
Oh, yeah. He's referring to anytime I get like a king,
or 10 or whatever,
or an ace, I hit it because that's what they do too.
Oh, yeah.
The dealers like do that, like as like for
oh
good
yeah,
luck.
It's the build up.
Yeah. So yeah, like anytime I get it, I'm like, give me the one of those. Give me one of those.
Yeah. It's
one
come
of those,
on, here we like go. Here we go.
Ritualistic kind of thing. Superstition. Yeah.
And then it's like a three, and you're like, fuck.
Well, that last table,
you split it, you get a 13.
Well, yeah. That last table was really funny because Mark could see
funny.
That.
That's good.
Mark can clearly see that I was down. I'm just like, I fucking hate life right now. I hate all this.
Did he just pass over chips to you?
He tried. No, I think he did eventually.
He tried did covering, he? No, like he tried splitting to. Or doubling or something.
Okay. Yeah. But then like he was trying to make me feel better. So he was just like, oh, this is my buddy. It's his bachelor party. And he's like, and his wife's right here. He's like doing shit like that. And then he's like, oh, it's his birthday. So get him a couple of blackjacks. And then the dealer was like, okay, I'll get you 10 blackjacks. I got like 6 blackjacks.
Whoa. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't gamble. It's not fucking worth
it. It's pretty fun.
Ken says, Topgolf is too long of a commitment. Hours, hours. That is true. It does take up a
it's
long
hours
time.
It's hours and
could,
hours of fun.
It could be 2 hours. Like one to wait and like one to play.
You guys are there for like 3 or 4 nights.
I was craving those. Yeah. I was craving those tacos.
I was waiting. Yeah, I was waiting. Really
yeah. What do you have here?
Look what I did for the first time. I put money on a team to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, who you got?
Who do you think?
I saw Seahawks.
Damn it.
Then why do you ask?
I don't know.
I didn't know how to play. So
for
I just
the show? Audio-only listeners? I don't know.
I just put a straight bet on the MGM sports book.
You think Seattle's going to take it?
I win $250 if they do.
Okay.
Well, because then, like, if you put it on Tampa, you don't win money.
Yeah, because they're one of the favorites.
They're the top favorite. Yeah.
Seattle's not a bad pick. I think they're a guaranteed, not guaranteed, but they're a likely playoff team.
They won.
They might make a run.
They won this past Sunday. They won.
It's week one.
Yesterday.
Not the only one that won this past Sunday, baby.
I was going against
my fantasy football team. I won this week.
But I was in between Seahawks and the Packers, and the Packers did not win.
Yeah, what a game that was.
This past Sunday, they put up 3 points.
Great day to have a Green Bay Packer on your fantasy team.
So I'll see you back in February 2022.
I'll see how that goes.
If the Seahawks win the Super Bowl.
Are you going to drive down there and just slam the receipt on the table? Look what I got.
Oh, yes. $250, well worth it.
That's great. What did you put down?
$10.
Okay, that's a nice little one.
Yeah. Ellis did some stuff with like the MVP. I forgot who he chose to be MVP.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw all those numbers, and I'm like, ooh. I don't want to learn any of that.
Well, it was like plus 400, plus whatever. I was like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah, a lot of that I don't know. I don't know. I know like the plus 6.5. I know that. I can do that. But
The spread.
Yeah, I know the spread. But I can't
spread that
do,
ass.
Jesus Christ.
I have no idea.
Wow. That was like an instant response.
There was no ambiguity of what you were referencing there at all.
But there was also no delay. Like, it's like when like a dog.
And ready to go.
You guys know what's
up. Oh, they said spread? All right.
Does that happen every time you hear the word spread?
It's involuntary. It's like he can't help himself.
Right. And now, would you like some spread with that? wait, so you won the week of fantasy? Or just
he won.
Christian
has
team.
A sneaky good team.
He's got a good Brady.
Yes, he does.
I do, actually. Yes,
nice, nice.
But I would find it hilarious if he goes on to win our fantasy league.
I did not watch one game this weekend.
Yeah, he didn't.
I said my lineup.
You didn't watch Tampa Bay on Thursday? Where were you? You were in the tour.
I think it was during the tour. I think I would do that more so than,
That was a damn good game.
It was on the TVs.
It was a really good game.
And then once the
Zach Bagans came on, it's like me and my friend Post Malone
and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. I beat the shit out of Tyler. One Punch Man.
Nice, buddy.
Fuck, more like getting punched on the floor.
What was who are the Tampa Bay playing?
They're playing Dallas.
Dallas.
Texas.
Campbell, right?
Texas.
Almost got upset, which would have been really embarrassing because the Cowboys weren't supposed to like do that well against Tampa. Like everyone was saying Tampa was going to win easily, and I was like, God.
I didn't see the whole game, but there was a point with like 2 minutes left that the Cowboys were up.
Oh yeah,
by like 3 or 1.
Yeah, it was not fun to be around in that moment.
Oh
yeah,
the heart was racing.
I was very stressed out, and I was just
my God,
blood pressure's up.
I felt the embarrassment on behalf of the team is what it was because I've never been a fan of this team when there are expectations, you know. Mm. So it's just every loss is going to be embarrassing.
Oh, because you were used to the loss.
I was used to them losing where, like, winning would be a pleasant surprise.
Got it. Yeah,
and now it's like people expect you to win, so if they lose, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, this is awesome.
That's what it seemed. That's how it feels to jump on the bandwagon.
No, it's not, Brian.
When you were
the bandwagon
on a team
I've been
that
on for 17 years. Yeah, okay.
It's also
Brady shows
gonna be okay.
Is it?
I know. But like, there's like an hour after that game where I don't think it is. when that happens, I'm like pissed off. I don't.
You're not on the team.
No, I know. The indicator is like, it's great because when your team loses, you want to watch SportsCenter. But when the, or when they win, you want to watch SportsCenter. But when they lose, you don't, because you don't want to be reminded of this shit. You don't want to see the post game show. You don't want to see any of this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would turn on Madden and just fucking win. I'd be like, I need to feel happy.
Put on easy mode.
Yeah, exactly. I need to go off right now. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they won. It was good. I lost my fantasy league. I went through the trouble of ordering the Red Zone channel. I'm like, all right, let's bump up that Hulu
subscription. It's like $400.
It's not. No, that's for Sunday ticket. The Red Zone channel on Hulu is like the live thing, and you get like an extra $10. So I was paying crazy money. I'm like, let's do this. Let's get the Red Zone channel so I can follow along with my fantasy team. And I lost
it all.
It was just
how does it feel studying, putting time and effort into your team, and losing to this guy?
Did you study?
No, not really.
Lose to him. Or he didn't lose to me.
But you won. You said you won.
You had more points than I did. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, how's it feel that I beat your ass?
How does that feel?
It's okay. Like, I didn't really study too much this year, guys. I was like, I know who's good, I think.
All right. So you thought.
Yeah. Team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You thought.
I thought.
Yeah.
And then Green Bay got killed, so I lost.
I think I won in my other team, too.
I bet you did.
I care less about really that one. I chose my team when I was at IKEA. I think I did. Hold on, I guess.
What'd you get at IKEA?
I didn't get any. I did win. Holy
you
shit.
You didn't get anything at IKEA? You just walked around and drafted a fantasy
team? We've been thinking about getting a new kitchen table.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thinking about it.
Yeah, okay. That one's. I've been wanting to get rid of that one forever. But
truly thinking about it because you're drafting when you're at.
I mean, I was like, oh, it's my turn.
Shopping.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, that looks nice. Yeah. Out of stock.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Cody got him. Oh, I got him.
Yeah. Football. It's back in business.
Ellis is back. Or he went to the game tonight.
He went to the Raiders
game.
He's
still there.
Raiders.
That's cool that he got to go to that, because that stadium does look pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, if I was a Raider stoked. Fan, I'd be...
I had never been, but it just looks awesome.
Yeah.
We drive by it. It's like huge on the side of the road.
Hell yeah.
And it's their first game there since it's been built, like officially
with a crowd.
Oh.
It was there last year, but it's now with a crowd. Yeah, because
COVID's over. So they're like, let's pack all these Raider fans.
Mm-hmm.
I always like saying Raiders.
Raider Nation.
Say Cody.
Yeah. Well, you guys said. You know, you guys said it perfectly. Raiders. Why would I
say
need
Dodgers
to
now?
Do
Raiders.
It?
Say Doyers.
I can say Dodgers.
Doyers.
I can say that.
Doyer fan.
Doyer blue. I egg on Laura. I'm like, say Raiders. Say Raiders. She's like, Raiders.
You're like, you can't do that.
I'm like, hell yeah, Raiders.
My dad is a Raiders fan, though.
Raiders. Oh, it's weird. He's Mexican, too.
Yeah, he's very white.
I don't know, you're
Habsy. He's very white. But yeah, big Raiders fan.
Really?
Because of the L.A.?
Yeah, I think when he was a kid, they were in L.A.
Oh,
yeah, or when he was younger. Yeah.
Nice.
Dad's from Oakland.
No. No.
So who's... Do we know the score of it, if they're winning? Are they supposed to be good?
The Monday Night Football game currently, guys.
Are the
Raiders... Let's take a look here.
Oh, Elena Marie 10 posted.
Appreciate that.
Ravens v. Raiders, 24-17.
All right, so the Ravens are winning that. It's probably the expected outcome.
Okay.
We'll see about that. The Ravens are a pretty solid team.
Okay.
We'll see. Ravens I like the Raiders. The Raiders are a fun team.
Should
I
put
like those guys.
Should I have put my $10 on the Ravens?
I'd say that's equivalent to your Seahawks.
Pick. Seahawks, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Ravens.
Because they're birds?
Yeah. You know, I associate the whoever wins, I associate with their mascot. So whoever has the most powerful mascot.
The football team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Makes
that's
sense.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right. Vegas football.
Vegas football. Yeah. What else you got?
What else we got?
My dentist trip.
Dentist trip. Did that.
All of it.
Yeah. So you had a real great time.
Yeah.
I'm finally catching up on Dave.
Look at you guys.
I know.
Fine. You finished it or no?
No, not yet. I got like 3 more episodes. I just finished the bar mitzvah episode.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's really good.
Yeah.
No. The one after that. The one with the Doja Cat.
Yes, the dating one.
Yeah, that was a good one too. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good season.
It's a very good season.
I'm not even like laughing out loud a lot of stuff.
It's just a well told story.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. If Elena's going to stick around, I have stuff to talk about with Elena. But you guys continue.
By all means.
Yeah.
Get on there. What's going on?
I had to put a pause on Ted Lasso, guys, because I started season 2 of Temptation Island.
Oh, okay.
And it's fucking awesome.
Okay. Is that on HBO Max?
It's on Peacock.
Ah!
Yeah. It's another bird.
Birds. Yeah. All these fucking birds, man.
They're just killing it. Cody. Mm-hmm. Watch Temptation Island, Cody. You will love it.
That's on Peacock?
It's on Peacock.
It's on the cock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
What is it? What is that? To get that sound bite, it's on the cock.
Where did you look 8 times to find the time?
I don't have a watch. 809.
We had a great time in the Discord the other day. We made that joke earlier in the Discord.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. Don't bring that up.
What?
Oh, right. Okay, anyway, go on. All right. Go on.
So not Bachelor in Paradise, Lemon Retain, Temptation Island. Let me bring up, let me set it up again for you guys, because you guys didn't seem to go for it last time. It's about four couples. They go to an island.
Yeah.
They split up, men on this side, women on that side. The single ladies and single men go on an island with 12 other single people of the opposite sex, and they get tempted. And oh boy, do they get tempted.
Okay.
And boom. Mm-hmm. Oh, the season two. I want to say season one's better. I think Elena says season two's better.
Ooh.
Season one is better because the couples, I feel like, were stronger together. And this one, the couples have been together like a year and a half. Like, what is that?
Okay.
What is that? So like, that can split easily.
Just has the their characters haven't been written as better as the last
season. Yeah, exactly. So then, oof. Day one, the girlfriend just starts banging out. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You could not wait to get...
Now, what are the scenarios where this happens, though? Or are they just on a beach and everyone's in fucking swimsuits and they're like, that person's hot.
Yes.
And then they just start fucking.
Because I want to see them put in a situation where they're like they're trapped in the room together or something.
Well,
like that.
That's the problem. It's like, let's go on a date. Let's go on a helicopter ride over the volcano of Hawaii. And it's like so like romantic and everything and like pitch perfect.
They're like assigned two people to go on these
things. Of course they're going to fall in love and like forget about their significant other at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like you can see when people like what?
Oh, you can see like fucking.
Yeah, oh, dude, there is some like, there's like. Now there's no sound effects.
Oh, okay.
But you see the visual.
Yeah.
It's like Austin Powers. You just see like a sheet.
But no, they get it on, man. It is risque.
Okay.
Tempting.
Oh,
man, it's intense. It's so bad because like, so the couples are split up. They don't interact with each other except they see videos of their significant other interacting with other people.
Yes.
So when this lady just starts banging it out with this other guy.
Okay.
The boyfriend seeing that, and he just feels so bad for the guy.
And then he goes out and bangs someone.
You would think. He's the good guy.
Oh.
He's like, you know what?
He's our Jack.
Yeah. Who's Jack?
I'm lost.
Oh, okay. Is that the only good guy reference?
He's the one I think of.
I knew what he meant. Because they're on an island.
Oh, yes, got it. Yeah,
and then Kate is banging Sawyer. There is. Yeah. Context.
Yeah. Lost was the original Temptation Island.
Did they have Temptation there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many Temptations.
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's an interesting show to watch. It's fun. You get to see people like kind of shit talk there. What?
The appeal of going on this show, knowing the premise.
That's the weird part. Like,
fame?
Like, you're on TV.
Yeah. Well, the weird part is,
it's not real.
I know that. Okay. I'm exposing the lie that they're giving you. No.
They want the bag, bro.
But it's... So they'll always say, like, the girlfriend will say, oh, my boyfriend, it was his idea to bring me here. And then the boyfriend's, like, banging it out. So it's like, okay, he wanted to come here to, like, hang out with, like, 12 single women.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, but it's, like, bringing our relationship stronger together and everything. But it's like, is it, though?
While he's banging another chick?
That's what this guy does. He has a threesome. And he's still, like, talking to the girl, saying, like, oh, but I miss you, babe.
I've changed.
I'm like, fuck you, dude. I went to a commentary on that, like, you're a piece of shit. There's so many characters, so many arms, so many legs.
So many arms, so many legs. Did the season just start? Or?
No, this is from 2019.
Oh,
this
okay.
So that's why we binged it. We're legit on like episode 9.
Oh my God. How many episodes in a season?
There's
48.
Yeah. There's 10, and then there's like a
Christmas
reunion.
Special?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like a cabin.
That's in a cabin.
It's like a
snowy cabin.
Yeah.
Temptation Forest.
Yeah.
Temptation Forest.
That's fucking funny.
So I would say give it a shot. It's on Peacock. It's also on the USA Network, but no one has that.
Okay.
See, Elena Marie Ten saying season two is wild.
Okay.
It is wild. Okay. It's nuts. At first, you're like, these couples, like, they're not going to get together. So, like, what's the point of, like, watching all this? Because they're not going to stay together.
Is there, like, an elimination process, or it's just all of them this whole time?
The couples stay the whole time.
Sometimes someone leaves, maybe.
But, like, so you start off, the four girls start off with 12 single guys. Mm-hmm. And then the ones they don't make connections with, they'll just send home.
Fuck.
So then.
Jesus Christ.
But then it's fucked up that the guys are like, yeah, I can't, like, stop thinking about my girlfriend. I feel like I'm going to end up with her after the end of this. but I want to take you out on a date, and like I think I'm feeling connected with you, and I want to give a shot to you. Mm. And the girl's like, "Fuck you, dude."
Is it like? Is it kind of like Survivor where they just drop them off in the middle of the water and they have to fucking just make their way?
They stand there and they just leave, and they're just like, "Fuck you." Like some people are pissed because they're like, "I thought we had a connection." Oh, you bitch.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever watch Survivor as a kid and like think they were gonna die when they got voted off?
My first,
it was so ominous.
My first experience with Survivor was season 2, Australia. Ooh. That was the season where the guy fell into the fire.
Oh,
you remember that?
No, yeah. I never seen Survivor.
I think I watched just the first season.
Yeah, I didn't watch anything else after that. That was like the legit only season I've watched all the way through.
Man.
And yeah, I think he passed out from the fumes or something like that, and legit fell into the fire. And I think that was, maybe
did he get like legit burn?
See you next Thursday.
Yeah. It was nuts because, like, I don't remember if the camera crew could have helped out or anything like that. I think they had paramedics.
There's
got to
be people.
But, like,
you're not going to let a man burn to death.
No, yeah. But that same season, I think it was starting to flood in their campsite, and like, and the fucking camera crew just let it happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was just like,
it died.
No,
it drowned.
No, it wasn't like almost like a huge flood, but you know, just
3
like,
inches.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say that's enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Most should say that. Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
King Sportcal said the comment of the guy who had the threesome. He's like, just having the threesome made me realize how much I love you. That's kind of what he says.
I mean, I guess it's kind of sweet.
So silly.
A little romantic.
But then the girlfriend, poor girl, she like has no like self-esteem. It's about like self-esteem building and everything. Mm. You realize like the women are like, they don't want these like shitty guys who treat them. Because like there's these other guys that are saying how beautiful they are and let me do stuff for you. Meanwhile, they have this boyfriend that won't even hold their hand. Mm. So then that's why the girls like get enough confidence to get out of this toxic relationship.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good like self-esteem building thing. Hosted by Mark L. Wahlberg. And he's kind of...
Oh, Mark L. Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
a good guy. And, like, he's funny, like, giving shit to the guy who had the threesome. He's like, you say you love your girlfriend, but your actions show differently. Mm. What are you going to do? Like, he gives it back to them.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yeah, give
Check
him
it
shit.
Out.
All right.
Check it out. Temptation Island.
I'm not going to.
Check it out, Cody. God
yeah,
damn it.
Won't. Yeah.
God
yeah.
damn it.
Maybe we
As long
maybe.
As I get one person other than Elena Marie Tan to watch it.
I'm sure somebody else.
I got to watch season 3 because that's out too. But we have 2 more episodes of season 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I'll get back to Ted Lasso. Love you, Dovey.
Yeah.
I need to catch up. Baloney.
I didn't watch the most recent episode. I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of Ted?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he just came.
Oh, nope. This was sad.
Oh no.
Like it's a good sad.
He died, right?
It's an emotional one. It's one of the good ones.
You're going to watch over and over again just to feel sad again?
Okay. Can't wait. Good shit.
Just to feel feelings.
Yeah. Love that
shit. Just to feel stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got to catch up on that. I did start Impeachment, an American Crime Story.
Did that start?
It just started this past week. Yeah, okay. It was just the first episode. Watched it.
FX or Hulu?
Yes, FX and then Hulu next day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I watched the OJ. I didn't finish it.
The OJ one.
I liked it. I wanted to go back.
Finish it. Yeah, it's great.
Because I'm not an American Horror Story fan. Because it's Ryan Murphy, right?
Yeah. But he for the crime ones, he's not like the lead
guy.
He's the big name on it, the big producer, but he's not like
the writer.
Responsible for it.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Maybe the premiere, but not like the whole season.
I started. It's pretty okay. I mean, it's the first episode. Yeah. Performances are just fucking nuts. I mean, Beanie Feldstein.
Feldstein. I don't know.
She's fucking great.
Nice.
Who's I don't know like the cast. So like, Bill Clinton is played by Clive Owen.
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck. Like,
it doesn't look like him. Like he has like makeup on.
He's got
shit.
Makeup on, but like I don't really care. They don't have to look exactly like the person. They made Sarah Paulson look just like Linda Tapp.
Well, they gave her a fat suit, and people are upset.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't.
It's not on the Twitters, your liberal Twitter.
No, I don't.
People,
I don't know.
People
you
got upset.
Fist bumping Twitter liberals.
Mm-hmm. No, they got upset that she wore a fat suit.
Oh, I just thought she'd like gain the weight or something like that. Yeah. Oh wow. Well, you know the performance is there. Okay, all right.
Does she only work in Ryan Murphy?
Seriously, dude.
Probably.
It's
gets her all the awards.
What did she do last? I mean, American Horror Story. She'd Ratchet too, right? That was another.
Which was a Ryan Murphy joint.
Ryan Murphy joint.
Yeah.
She tried to do a Shyamalan
joint. Didn't go well.
Oh, Glass? I thought she was great in that movie. Yeah.
It did take me a minute. Like, what was
she's better in that than in Bird Box.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't get that much to do with that one.
Yeah.
But
on screen for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, she's really good. You know who's actually in the show? SNL alum.
Ooh. What season?
A couple. I don't
what
know.
What sketches? SNL.
I'm assuming it's recent-ish.
Yes.
No, yeah, he doesn't. He's
not on
it.
He's not on SNL anymore.
Okay. Taron Killam.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Any more brain busters? Am I right? Oh, God.
He was in the show. It was just kind of like he's good, but he has like a.
It's the one guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Clearly.
But he has like a thick accent in it too, like right. a southern accent kind of. Nice. And but it was just, I was like, oh, hey, good to see him.
Yeah, is his man. Wife in it too? Kobe Smulders?
Dude, they're married?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Good on them. Yeah, that's a good couple.
he mentioned the joke on Fallon. That's he's like, oh, people are always like, because she's like gorgeous, and he's yeah. like, and he's like just like a goofy looking guy.
Yeah.
And she's like, people always tell me good for you. And he's like, why don't people say good for her? Yeah. Tell her good for her.
Well, he's very funny. That's he's probably funny, the most attractive guy. Thing about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes just humor, not the looks, ladies.
she's in it.
She's
too.
In it. She okay. fucking plays Ann Coulter.
Oh, no way.
Like, straight up, oh. just like her. Crazy.
The devil-looking Ann Coulter lady?
Yeah. She was from the... I mean, she's all over, but she was specifically the... one of the first times I heard about her was the roast.
Yeah.
No,
she's said some like crazy shit
yeah.
like on Bill Maher and like mm-hmm. all these other
shows.
She
like wrote a book. She like wrote yeah. multiple books about Trump or something like that, right?
About how much she hates Obama.
Yeah, and, like all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
She plays her and there's just a lot of like it's not it it is the impeachment it's focusing on the Malinsky Monica Lewinsky, Malinsky and marry the two.
Yeah, Bennifer.
And yeah, Bennifer. Yeah. Oh, I want to see that scandal. And then them coming back years later.
Scandal.
It's not a scandal, but
just
you know,
makeup
just the making of Geely.
Yeah.
Just the making of that movie.
That'd be cool.
No, yeah, it focuses on the Monica Lewinsky scandal and whatnot, yeah. and there were other women in that case as well.
Oh, there was other
people that came out and said oh. stuff about Bill Clinton. And
I know whatnot. It wasn't Monica's idea. To come out. It was her roommates or her friends or something?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
So you're season one. Or episode one.
I don't know, like, too much. Just I did not have sexual relations.
Do they start off? Is that, like, the cold open?
No, no. The very
start
end
out
of
with
the
sex scene.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's already, stuff. Like...
wow.
The
Clinton, sir.
Clinton's not even in the episode until the very end.
Oh, okay.
And he's just, like, on the phone. And then... who plays Hillary? She's from The Sopranos. She's like the mom.
Edie Falco.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is her. Is that right? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
The wife of
I think so.
Tony?
Yes.
Tony Montana?
Kate McKinnon.
She's
Taron Killam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edie Falco, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds right.
I watched the trailer and it showed like all these names.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It's a pretty huge cast. Yeah. Your boy.
Taron Killam?
Hanks.
Colin
Hanks
Colin
is in
Hanks?
It.
Yeah. Oh,
of course
man.
He's in a
plays
Ryan Murphy joint.
FBI agent or a CIA because there's like other stuff going on. I kind of miss House of Cards minus, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's House Cards vibes.
A little bit. I mean, I think that's just because it's like.
So Bill Clinton says, I did not have sex with that woman. Then he looks at the camera. He's like, I did have sex with that woman.
I'm sure that's going to come.
Good joke. He does a House of Cards fourth wall. Yeah. You see, I did have sexual acts with that woman, but I'm going to say that I didn't. Anywho,
that really got Christian there. I didn't think it was.
it was a sneaky good joke.
Yeah. It was so delayed. I didn't get it.
Yeah,
at first.
You guys, yeah. Like, I had no reaction. I was like, "Is that a shitty joke?" Fuck.
That was funny.
That was brilliant.
That's good. now I want to see that.
Yeah.
No, it's a very serious subject, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
that'd be like if OJ did that. He's like, I did that shit.
House of Cards, OJ style. Ryan Murphy joint.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by Ryan Murphy.
This is bad. Oh, boy.
You see, I did.
No, but the whole season.
Like, he does the accent, too.
Yeah,
nowhere. Like, he talks to the Norma Clinton accent, and he goes, I'm lying when I said that.
But, oh, boy, they don't know that.
The whole season.
I got to tell
it's
America.
It's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
10 episodes. Each episode is a different murderer. It's a terrible person.
Oh,
and they're like, I did not do that. I did that shit.
Did oh, you no.
Oh, America scary. Needs to know the truth.
Yeah, that's
and I'm giving them the truth.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I started watching that. Trying to think what else. I watched a movie.
You watched a film?
Oh, I haven't seen
I watched
a, movie in
a,
bit.
A film.
Okay.
Brian.
What?
I want to say don't ever watch this movie, but also
We're going to do a commentary.
We need
this
to watch
movie.
It with Brian.
And you're going to watch it for the very first time with us.
Is it, I can't think of the Aubrey Plaza joint.
Black Bear?
Yeah, Black Bear.
You've seen it, though.
I know.
I said you got to watch this for the first time.
What a useless question to ask.
I know. I was trying to think. Is it Black Bear-esque?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Full of itself.
It is.
Pretentious as fuck.
It's not pretentious.
No.
We're talking about our boy, James Wan, coming back. What?
A lot of people in the chat are saying Malignant.
Yeah. It is magnificent. That's why I don't review movies on.
Oh my god!
Full block.
Oh my god! That was terrible.
Brian, have you heard anything about this?
Do a fourth wall break. Say, see, I made that joke. Thinking.
I did that shit.
Thinking that
I thought it would be humorous if I combined the two words. It turns out it didn't go too well.
I was wrong about that, and I apologize.
Yeah, we're talking about this. Wonderful.
Have you heard anything
insane.
About it, Brian?
I just have seen the poster.
It's a horror film.
Written, yes. Directed by James Wan?
Directed.
He came up with a story.
Yeah.
There's a couple. No, one writer. Two writers, maybe. I don't know.
I think there's one credited writer, but there's a bunch of story people. I think.
Yeah. Not going to say a whole lot about the plot, because I think it's very important for you to go in completely blind, just not knowing anything.
So don't watch the trailer.
Don't watch the trailer.
I don't think I saw a trailer.
I didn't watch the
trailer. I don't think I did.
No. I mean, you. They say James Wan has a new horror movie coming. I'm like, I'm in.
Sign me up.
I'm so in. Have you seen his other work?
I've seen The Conjuring. I love The Conjuring.
Okay. Both one and two?
I don't remember seeing two.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Have you seen Insidious?
Yes. I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you see Insidious 2?
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, you just don't like a sequel.
I'm not a sequel guy.
You're not a sequel guy. Yeah, just one.
I saw the scare, you know. I don't need a different scare.
Insidious.
That's how all horror movies go.
I mean, they all end the same. They all have terrible endings. Yeah, it's a horror movie.
I remember that's what I remember in a city Insidious where it's like, I'm the devil, and I'm like,
she was freaky.
The guy shows up.
Yeah. I say all horror movies. They all end the same.
Yeah, they're
all the same. But
I liked Hereditary. That was a great movie.
It's not James Wan.
I know,
James
but Wan. I'm saying like just in a general horror movie sense.
Yeah,
like that was a great film.
I've seen that ending before.
Okay, I have not.
Oh, that's good though. Good for you.
Yeah.
You see, they take the rib out of his stomach
for the day.
Mother.
So why is this movie? Why do you say I need
it's
a commentator?
It's throwing people for a loop, I will say.
They're using words like bonkers.
Yeah. You could even say this movie is James Wonkers.
Someone said that in the Somebody chat.
Guys, that was a bit we were working on. Me and Nick were working on that joke for like 3 days,
damn
you
it.
Dicks. I'll pull a block anyway.
I can't keep all up. Right, there's so many there's so many things in the Discord.
Wait, you don't need to keep up. That was the point. The joke was supposed to be naturally said on the show, not called out by Brian.
People really saying it's bonkers?
Yes.
Critics are saying it's bonkers.
Yeah, I'm to the point, this is where I have seen on Twitter, I was like, use a new fucking word. Find a new word. Everyone's using bonkers.
So it's just nuts.
Nuts.
It's a nuts.
I've said bananas.
Yeah. The bathroom ears.
Yeah. Let's all look up the thesaurus here. And that was a tough word to say out loud, by the way.
Thor?
The thesaurus. Yeah. And try to find new words.
Yeah.
So,
it's crazy.
Is it on HBO Max?
Yes.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah.
Well,
I like free.
I mean, you're paying monthly for it.
I enjoy paying for movies.
You know,
I enjoy not paying for movies.
You know, I like free.
You have HBO Max, right? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I lied. I use my parents' law. I do not pay for HBO Max.
The truth to come out in fourth
wall. We're going to keep that between us.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Anyway.
So, yeah, this is his first horror movie since Conjuring 2 in, like, 2014.
Whoa.
2014? 13.
16.
Fuck me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, you did
before we started Wangers.
Furious 7.
It was.
And then he did Aquaman.
Well, Furious 7 was before Conjuring 2. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Just go on.
He's returning to his roots.
Yeah.
Mm. And his roots is horror. And I like his horror. Nice. I'm a fan of Saw. I'm a fan of Insidious. I'm a fan of Conjuring. I'm a fan of Dead Silence.
Ooh.
I'm a fan of Death Sentence.
Death Sentence is good. I like Death Sentence. Yeah.
Ooh.
This movie, Malignant, kind of feels like Dead Silence.
It's
in a good way.
It's just wild. It's just wild. And I think, you got to see it with fresh eyes, Brian. Mm-hmm. Just not know what's going on. We'll be there with you. We'll hold your hand through it.
Okay.
And we'll have a good time, I think.
It is a blast.
Yeah.
Right.
It really is.
Once certain things happen, I'm just like, this is okay. this is what James Wan's doing. Like, I love that he made this movie after his $1 billion box office hit Aquaman.
Yes.
It's like, what are you going to do after that? And he decided to make this specific movie.
I was going to say, awesome. I was going to say, like, oh, he went and did a small budget. No, it's not a small budget horror film. It's I mean, low in comparison. Mid-budget.
Gets bonkers.
Yeah. I more movies like that. I don't think every movie needs to be $150 to $250 million. No, just a nice $40 million movie.
Get the 40 out, you know.
Yeah.
And just do it.
Elena says, reminds me of original Evil Dead and movies like Reanimator.
So blood just splatters everywhere.
Kind of, sort of, maybe.
David, I don't
know. It's got a campy
feel
to it.
Bruce Dickinson is covered in blood.
Bruce Dickinson.
What's the guy's name?
Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer of Iron Maiden?
No, Bruce Dickinson. I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like you guys. That's from the SNL sketch. Cowbell sketch? Cowbell?
Okay.
It's Bruce Dickinson.
Isn't it Bruce Dickinson?
Bruce Springsteen.
No, it's something Dickinson. I think you're right.
Isn't that Bruce Dickinson?
I don't think it's Bruce, though.
I think Bruce Dickinson is the lead singer from Iron Maiden.
I put my pants on one leg at a time. The only difference is I make gold records. When I wear my pants, I make gold records.
People should talk about that sketch more. It's pretty fucking great.
That's when one of the top. The
last time I checked, we don't have a lot of songs that feature the
Bruce
cowbell.
Dickinson is the lead singer from Iron Maiden.
Well, then who's this
is
Dickinson?
Lee or something? Or, no, I don't
look
know.
Up cowbell sketch.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Anyway.
Dickinson.
Have you seen the cowbell sketch, Christian?
I've seen the cowbell sketch. Yeah, well, I get it. We need more cowbell.
Okay. You're going to be that guy with one of the greatest sketches ever.
It's funny.
Okay.
Oh, it is Bruce Dickinson.
Really? I thought it was Lee.
No, it's Bruce Dickinson.
Interesting.
The only difference is I make gold records.
Well, he's the music producer.
Yeah. In the sketch,
anyways.
We learned that.
All right.
Yeah.
So watch Malignant.
Great.
Watch that.
Good old
Annabelle Wallace. From Tag.
That's right.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah. She's very good in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in other stuff.
The whole cast is really good.
Now, she's known for Tag.
She's, I think,
to be
worldwide.
Fifth lead in Tag.
Mm. She was the MacGuffin, as you would carry the story.
I don't think she was.
Is that how that works?
No, it's not a MacGuffin.
Okay. Is there a MacGuffin in that movie?
No. No. Tag.
Tag.
The game.
It's not like a. Okay.
You have to be the winner.
Well, she was the narrative thing that carried it. Because it was for. She was writing the article that the movie.
Right.
Like, yeah.
MacGuffin. So Malignant.
It's not a MacGuffin.
No, I don't think that
it's really
is.
It's not. No.
Cheap plot device.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So, yeah, go check that movie
check
out.
Malignant.
You should watch it. Support James Wan. He needs it.
Seems like it.
Literally filming
tough times.
Aquaman 2 right now and then just puts out a movie. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. So he directed it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just produce. Not a James Wan produced
No.
Joint. Okay. Did it just, like, drop? Like, no one had any idea?
No, it was, like, on their slate of HBO Max, like,
It just came out last year and then got delayed for COVID and all that whatnot.
Yeah. It's part of his Atomic Monster production company.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So, yeah.
He's a big man. He's got that producer credit on all of his stuff now.
That's how you do it. Vin Diesel does it.
Yeah. That's how you fucking do it, man.
Did you see that picture of Vin Diesel?
Chubby
on
the
boat?
Yeah.
He's all chubby. I love him.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Feel bad for him. What? He just wants to hang out on his yacht.
People just taking photos.
People taking photos. He wants
that's
to let
fair.
Loose. He
that's
wants
fair.
To let loose.
That's a fair.
Just let him hang out with his belly.
Yeah.
And then let him hang off the side of a helicopter on the Universal ride
with his biceps
with his
flexed.
Hey,
it's one of the best
all about
images
family.
Ever. I kind of want to make it like my profile picture or a banner or something of just him hanging from the helicopter. Flexing.
You did great. Yeah. We'll see you at the finish line.
I like when he goes, "Yo, driver, pull around."
Everyone's dancing for some reason. What a strange
like,
ride.
Clearly, like, no one wants to be like Michelle Rodriguez has like no energy in her
They're
lines.
Just like,
she's
we
like,
have
all
to
right,
do
you
this.
Guys, go ahead.
The only one we'll excited meet. To be there is Tyrese.
Yeah. Yeah, Ludacris isn't even there.
No, Luda.
Man.
Yeah. All right. Go watch Too Fast, Too Furious. That's the best.
Check that one
movie.
Out if you have time, guys.
Yeah.
Watch Too Fast, Too Furious.
What else? Watching anything else?
I don't think so, guys.
Nothing.
I'm thinking here.
I'm too busy binging Temptation Island.
Yeah, I'm
Temptation.
Happy for you. Happy for you watching that. Yeah. Having that moment for you. That's good.
I've not seen a movie in a minute.
I thought yesterday that I won like $20,000.
With what?
With Bitcoin.
Oh, wow. Did Bitcoin shoot up?
Long story short, I'm in another Discord server, and I got a DM through that one saying I won like 20 grand in Bitcoin. And I was like, this is
spam
great.
Bot.
It turns out it was totally a scam.
Yeah.
But there was like a solid 10 minutes where I was like, guys,
Why would you even think that was an option? They just want you to click and like log in.
The server was advertising like a Bitcoin giveaway. Like that was why everyone was in the server.
Wow.
Okay, so I got this DM and I'm like, oh shit. Guys, I'm funning Wanger Show for a year.
You're like an old man falling for like email scams now.
I didn't click on anything to give me any information. I was just like, oh, this is cool. And I'm like, well, I should look into this.
Yeah.
It was a total scam.
Yeah, total
scam.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That was my Saturday night.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Guys, if I have a lottery ticket, I could be a winner tonight.
Okay.
And we started buying lottery tickets, too.
You started buying them?
Yeah, we started doing it.
You walk to the liquor store down the street?
Yeah, I get myself a 40.
let me get a pack of tickets.
Yeah. Well, it always bounces. Amber always wants her chips.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, I'll get you chips.
What chips?
She does the Fritos.
Spicy?
Chili and limon.
Mm. No, lime. Excuse me.
Lime.
Is it limon?
Oh, limon.
L-I-M-O-N.
Yeah. Maybe with a mark on both.
Yeah. Limon. Those are her favorite. So that's the trade-off. She's like, all right, you take your chips. I'm going to drink.
Yeah. And we'll meet in the middle and buy a lottery ticket.
We're building for our future here, Amber. You
this
understand.
Is our family here, basically.
That could be. So it's at, what did you get, Powerball?
Oh, we didn't do it recently. Like last week we started doing it because we got back. Vegas.
Yeah, once I got back, I picked up tickets. Yeah. So tonight, if I win, I get $400 million.
And you're never speaking to us again.
And you'll never see me.
He seems like the guy who would do
this. This will be an empty chair. I will be on my island. I will be away.
Yeah,
I might come back in a couple years. Be like, hey, I'm kind of missed you guys.
No.
If you legit did win money, like, what would you do with your life after that?
Oh,
you just wouldn't do anything?
I would still work. I want to create some stuff. Give back to the community.
They all say that, though.
I would give back to the community.
Oh, for tax purposes?
Yeah. You see, I lied about...
I don't give a damn about the community.
I would give back, to the Mexican culture. Mm-hmm. I got to give back to my people, Cody.
Yeah.
We don't get that much,
Yeah.
We get the short end of the stick.
Okay.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel pretty guilty about my situation in life, but honestly, I understand it. I'll write back to the show.
Honestly, it makes me feel great.
How great would it be if he was like, all right, back to the show. All right, here we go.
You guys ever watch Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Once or twice. I only saw a couple episodes.
When Zach literally says, time out.
And he talks to the camera.
Everyone's frozen, but they're still moving.
They're not actually moving.
It's the most bizarre show ever. It's pretty
funny. I think, what's the Leslie Nelson show, the cop show that he did?
Squad, police squad,
something like that. Yeah. I think they wouldn't they do that at the end of their show too?
Yeah,
when
the credits rolled,
and they're all just frozen, but they're all actually moving.
Yeah. You can't stay still. And I think they end up just leaving.
Oh yeah, they leave. I mean, it's fucking funny because they're just
the funniest bit on that is where there's two sets, and obviously there's the fourth wall isn't there because that's how they film it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're going in between sets, one of the guys just goes around the set and continues the scene as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
That's great. It's a great visual sketch or visual thing. It's funny. Yeah.
A bit.
Speaking of bits, do you want to play the bit that we did in Vegas?
Oh, you guys got you guys come up with bits on your trips together?
I don't remember.
We did a video bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I put it in the Discord so they know.
Oh, I'm not on the Discord.
Oh,
you are.
No.
Okay. I'll play the audio.
I don't have it downloaded on my phone.
I'll play the audio.
So Cody saw it already.
Yes, I've seen the video.
Oh, you're on the Discord?
I'm on the Discord. Oh, shit. Very active on there. We come up with bits all the time on
Yeah, phone. Well, and we're going to need some clarification on some things. But
we don't have the original video.
No.
I tried looking up Vine. It's gone. Vine's not there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's been gone forever.
But I Googled Cody Hall Vine Caesar and it shows up in Google searches and then I click Vine it's a blank page.
Yeah.
So I don't have the original video. I only save the audio.
We've got the audio for it. But basically we wanted to recreate the hey look it's Caesar's wiener.
Yeah.
We literally it's a very far walk. Traveled.
I have the audio right here.
Okay.
So here we go.
Hey guys, look, it's Caesar's wiener.
Okay.
2014 was
so you can clearly hear the fountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where we wanted to go and look for it, but that whole part was sectioned off. They're doing a bunch of construction.
So, I did that outside.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I kept saying. I was I think it's out there. I think it's out there.
Yeah.
Everyone's no.
We found a statue of David.
Okay.
And we just
dick out.
We just did it there instead.
You just saw the first penis that had it. First penis that was out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, look. It's Caesar's wiener.
Oh, wait, isn't that David? Cody, did you get it wrong?
And so then we are contemplating. We're like, wait, hold on. Did he actually do it in front of
And does Caesar even have his wiener out?
I don't. I'm pretty sure it's the Statue of David.
Okay,
but I'm telling. That was the whole. Yeah.
What? Yeah. So you were wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So,
I don't think Caesar like made us. Yeah. I don't.
So
I don't
it's the Statue of David that has his.
I'm
dick
pretty
out.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So we weren't off.
Yeah.
Too off. All right.
I don't know how many statues had dicks out besides.
There
David.
Was a lot of penis.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Let's look up the Statue of Caesar.
Yeah. We'll see. No, he's got Caesar has like.
Sound like a.
Julius
Trojan,
Caesar has, like,
know.
His armor on, right?
Or, like, the crown.
But his dick's out.
Yeah.
He's got his torso protected, that was like his dick is very
very not effective in battle.
No,
very not effective.
Oh, very limp. You know, you got to be loose and goose.
But if he gets stabbed in the dick.
Why did they wear sandals?
Because they didn't have shoes.
How do you make shoes back then?
You don't
then?
Need to have Vans, but have, like, wrap fucking cloth around your feet. Get boots or some shit.
Wrap them, you know man. Why? Because everywhere was hot. All the time. Yeah, they were just fucking back. Sweating. They didn't shower.
AC.
They never showered.
In okay. Greece?
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I imagine it gets cold in Greece sometimes.
Yeah. All they ate was bread.
It's also true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a lot of culinary options
no.
there. Get that.
Yeah.
Fruit.
But I'm glad you guys saw Vegas Monument.
Yes.
We saw Caesar's Wiener.
Caesar's Wiener. Yeah.
We did not gamble at Caesar's Palace.
No.
It's expensive there. Gambling there.
You try to keep up with Ellis at a... Oh, gambling because yeah. Ellis was like, it's $25 table, let's play. And you're
no,
like,
no,
you're
no,
like,
no,
all right,
no,
I'll
no.
play.
Yeah,
and then you
lost it all on that one.
You put $100 down. I guess I played
Cody,
four hands
down.
And I'm done. Oh, god, Christian, no.
I was like,
fuck it, we're in Vegas,
I'm
why not?
So sorry,
15 is my limit.
Look good 15. In front of Ellis, didn't yeah. look good in front yeah. of Ellis. She's like, I'm sorry, do you need something? But I had fun. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah. So I won't be looking at my bank account for a while.
Maybe
it's
not.
Fine.
Yeah. You
so you guys aren't
bit.
Getting paid this week.
Nice. Apparently, according to the chat, Raiders won.
Holy
Raiders.
Shit. Really?
Say it, Cody.
Say, go
wait,
Raiders.
You can do it.
No.
But then jokingly break the fourth wall and be like, see, I didn't want to do that, but I did.
See, what they're trying to do is set me up right now. Hey, guys. No, I'm not going to do it. Congratulations, Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Raider Nation.
I can do the Chris Berman one. The Raiders. You know that one that he does?
I don't
NFL
know who Chris
Berman
time.
You don't know who Chris Berman is?
I don't.
Fumble!
No.
If I saw his face,
wait,
maybe?
Wait, is that the bald guy?
From ESPN!
The one with, like, the comb over?
Yeah!
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God, a staple.
He's the whoops.
Yeah.
Right,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
yeah. He was in the yeah. longest yard.
Yes!
That's it.
Yes, no, I know.
Yes, no, I know. I'm glad that's we got
yes.
there. We got there with the longest
mean
yard
machine.
Connection. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought it was John Madden the whole time.
Mm. Hate you guys. I genuinely hate
sorry,
you.
I don't know sports
not
people,
Chris
Cody.
Berman.
I legit asked Ellis in Vegas, is Aaron Rodgers still on the Packers?
Well, that's a valid question considering the situation he's in where he wanted to be traded.
He gave me shit for it. Ellis was like, you're going to stay at the Rio tonight. I was like, I thought he was going to be like Jeopardy host or like he.
Yeah, no, that was a story.
Okay,
That was a thing. That
he's
was
like,
a thing.
Ellis legit said, my mom knows that Aaron Rodgers is on the Packers.
But, yeah, and also Ellis' defense, everyone just assumes he is, so you should have assumed that he was.
But I knew the stories
okay.
going on, circulating.
Then what you need to do is be like, Mark, I know the background
of
Aaron
Rodgers,
so when I ask this question, I want you to know that I'm informed.
I
is
know.
He still on the team? Yeah.
Yeah, but he is. He plays.
He's still there.
Well, that's why they put up 3 points, because he plays, and he just wants to host Jeopardy. Just wants
yeah.
to ask questions.
Yeah.
That's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to play football.
Okay.
And give answers.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
I would imagine he still would try to be good at football.
See, that's why I don't ask questions about sports to Mark because
yeah.
I just
you get shit for it.
I'll never forget. Just like,
I know I won't bad. Knew anything.
I will never forget when we were in New York and Ellis. I want to say the Bucks were playing his team and the Bucks won, or like his team got out of the playoffs or something like that night. Mm. And I tried to comfort him by saying how badly the Bucks were, and he like was like, Cody, I appreciate what you're doing right now. You're a good guy. Shut up. I was like, Mark, I am rattled right now. Mark Ellis just told me to shut up. I am. I was trying to just make my friend feel better, and it was not helping him at all.
He takes his football seriously.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it.
In hindsight, totally get it. If he was saying that to me, I would have told him to just back off right now. Not right now.
He says he follows the NFL really strongly.
Yeah.
A lot. But college football, he doesn't really care about.
I hate college football.
Whoa.
Minor league football.
Whoa. Boring. I mean, they're 18, 19-year-old dudes
and
playing.
It's borderline illegal what they're doing to those kids. They're now finally getting allowed to be paid for their using their likeness and things.
Yeah.
They've never been able to get paid for that?
No.
No, because they get an education.
Yeah, that's always been that. You get a free education. You're getting your brain destroyed.
I mean, that's kind of fair.
Yeah. No.
Their choice, coach. They know what they're doing in their heads.
People are buying jerseys with their name on it.
Yeah, they're getting nothing.
Yeah. Whoa, okay. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, or they'll be on like the cover of NCAA.
I mean, if you ask me, I think it all should stop.
Yeah.
We should stop all sports. Down football.
I mean,
yeah.
How many people get injured from playing football?
What about podcasting? How many people get injured from that?
Well, I mean, let's do the correlation between the two, and I'm sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, this hurts. Have you guys ever tried wearing headphones
for like
2 hours?
Hurt. They're all red afterwards.
I just don't like wearing the headphones. Oh, I don't want to mess up my hair. Yeah, you know? Totally, it's just so I'm going to take it off.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Understood.
I'm going to take it off.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my week, guys.
That was your week? All right.
That was your week.
That was our week.
And that was the thing.
Yeah.
That was our week, gang.
Last thing. We wanted to, at the Lazy River, get a day bed. Or get a cabana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what were those, $500?
Cody. Oh. Cody, you slut. You ignorant slut.
Where are you staying at? The Excalibur, Cody?
You say Lazy River and Bunny Ranch?
Are these things fucking thousands of bucks?
Cody. Okay, first of all.
What is this?
Before you say your answer.
What?
Ellis and I, we were walking out, and we asked them at like the front, right when you get into the Lazy River, or just the pool area, and we were asking how much it would be. For shade, pretty much.
No, for the cabana.
Yes, I'm saying the same thing, and then you had a different answer.
No, not the cabana offers TVs.
Yes.
So Ellis can watch his college football.
There's half of the pricing of it is like payment for food and drinks and stuff.
You get a fridge, you get your own little area.
You get own section.
I think you might get like a private waiter, server.
Yeah, maybe. Like a stripper too.
Yeah.
Just like give they're both awesome, man, woman, right? Whatever you want. Yeah.
Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale, both of them. When we went and they said, oh, okay, because, and then Alice was like, oh, we probably got like a group of like 8 to 10 people. He's like, oh, that's no problem. Yeah, it's going to be $1,600.
Oh, God.
$1,600. Now, got like a bachelor party, something like that.
So
a bunch of people, bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is no matter what. No matter the size of the group.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't have two people, it's $1,600.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, but if you get 10 people, that's what, 160 each.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And half of that money goes into the drinks and food and all that ordering stuff.
Yeah.
But when you, Brian, looked up online, you saw
$1,900.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was for the Friday that we were thinking, we were considering. We were like, we want a day bed. Because I had to wait. Cody, I waited. I saved chairs at like 11 a.m. for people to show up. Christian just willy-nilly like, I'll show up whenever I want to.
I don't
want to
be here.
Whatever. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Ellis is like, I'll show up too. Who cares? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Lauren was on time. That wasn't Ken on time?
No. Ken never went to
the
pool.
Ken wasn't even there.
No.
What happened on Friday, though?
No, I went to breakfast.
You did not come.
You did. I went.
You did eventually.
Eventually.
And we were over it.
I thought you guys were like talking about it as if you were going to be in there all day. Because you're like, I love the Lazy River.
You guys took your sweet-ass time.
I got breakfast. But then we went to Target because we wanted to buy inner tubes for like $10.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any.
They
didn't have any. But then we were considering day beds on Friday, which said they were $1,900. And then Friday, fucking tropical storm, MGM hits. Blah, 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 blah.
It's kind of strange that a tropical storm hit middle of Nevada,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like we saw the clouds and they were like, oh, that's strange. We feel the drops
and then just God's
and then
pissing
just
on us.
Blasts of lightning and then all over our faces.
Mm-hmm.
And then they literally, like, the teenage like lifeguards are like, all right, everyone out of the pool. It's like there's these kids with like huge acne faces.
Meanwhile, the fucking conservative lady's like, you fucking liberal, I can swim in the Lazy River in the rain if I want to.
So they blow their whistles to get everyone out, and then like everyone's waiting for the storm to pass. And there's this like group of bro dudes that are just like, "Can we go in? Can we go in?"
They're like looking for waves.
Yeah.
The tide on this thing's fucking crazy right now.
All right, can we go in? And then the guy's like, "Nah," and he's like, "Oh, come on,
come on,
and then we wait just enough time. Storm passes. It's clear, and they blow the whistle. And everyone's like, whoa!
Jumps in there.
Everyone's in. It's just all clear, just full of people down the Lazy River.
That's great.
And then a few minutes later, And then they're like, blow the whistle. They blow the whistle. Everyone out.
Yeah.
Clears it out.
Damn.
But imagine spending two G's on a day bed or cabana. I wonder if you get your money back.
Probably not.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you're under there at least.
Yeah, but they legit closed off the pool. Yeah. You can't do anything.
We were long gone by then.
He was in downtown Baggins right there.
downtown Baggins.
We were in Fremont Street. It's a well-respected street.
Hanging out with Bilbo. All right.
All righty,
guys.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this is the segment of the show. We read some Streamlabs and we read your names.
Yeah.
What are we going to do first?
Did I say up top that we're celebrating 5 years? We did.
We talked about it. A whole bit.
I don't fucking remember, dude. I was not paying attention. Not at all. So thank you for celebrating 5 years with us. And here's to another 5 years.
We're not going anywhere.
Thanks for no one coming to Vegas for us. Announce it. WangerCon, no one.
Nilo?
Not a single one.
Come on, I was looking around for you.
Zero.
I was looking for you to buy you drinks.
One of the hosts didn't even go.
Got to hang out with this guy, shirtless Christian.
Your body's great, Christian.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah,
someone said in the comments that I look pretty good.
Ooh.
There you go.
Your mama?
It was my mom. She texted me, sweetie, you look great.
Don't let Brian tell you you don't.
No.
You look great.
Thanks. My mom texted me. She's home. They saw Dave Matthews the other day.
Of course they did. Of course.
They got free tickets. Dave, my dad's Matthews. Like, I don't even like Dave Matthews that much. And then he called me the next day. He's like, you know what, dude? He was fucking great.
He's pretty good playing music, Dave Matthews.
That's how they fucking get you.
I saw Dave Matthews.
That's how they get you.
That's fucking great.
So, yeah, thank you all. Appreciate every single one of you. And, hey, if you can hit the like button.
My mom texts me.
While you're watching. If you're watching on the post.
Comment.
Please. And leave comments. We want to hear from you.
We love seeing
all those
comments.
Lurkers.
Are you a Dave Matthews band?
Are you Dave Matthews? More importantly.
How do you feel about Dave Matthews?
We've been doing the show for 5 years, so what is your favorite moment ever?
What do you think the best year of the show was?
Ooh, that's good, too. Yeah. Leave a comment down below. And, hey, if you're an audio-only listener, tweet at us. Just hashtag at the Wanger Show or tweet at us at Wanger Show. We answer all of that shit. Not all of it, but some of it.
A little bit? I don't know. Yeah.
Brian has nothing to do with anything. He just sits there. So, we're going to read off all the Streamlabs and Super Chat. So if you did donate, thank you so much. And we really do appreciate that. It helps us keep going here. Let us fuck. All right, here we go.
Oh.
Alec M.S. Young donated via Streamlab. Thank you, Alec
appreciate
M.S.
That.
Young. Somehow we got Cody's thoughts on OJ and merging lanes before we got to his thoughts on death.
That's shame.
Hashtag Wangers warm up. Patreon $3.
There
so
you go. Thank you, Alec. Appreciate it.
If you want to hear Cody's thoughts on OJ Simpson and the true verdict, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers for that update. Cody had some takes.
Yeah. Some hot takes. Scorching hot takes.
Hot takes. That's
I mean, not surprising, but takes. Sound like I was like warp speeding. Senior Film, who was not in Vegas, donated just like weekly. Thank you again, Senior Film.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate you, Senior Film.
You don't have to go to Vegas. You don't want to.
Manny donated via Streamlabs. Manny said $5 for 5 years. For six, let's celebrate my 21st in Vegas for our first annual WangerCon. Ooh, okay. The people have spoken. In all seriousness, congrats to you guys. You're all my favorite motherfucks. Subscribe to Nick and Manny's Infinite Podcast. One, that is a good idea. We can go next year because it also would be Cody's 30th birthday next year.
33.
Right.
Oh, WangerCon. 303.
303, the band? And go check out Nick and Manny's podcast, Nick and Manny's Infinite Podcast, wherever you get your audio podcast, so check it out. AJ Lancaster donated via Super Chat. Quick request, can you add Ken Napsok saying Bevy back in the Patreon soundbite rotation next week? Cheers.
Yeah.
Well, who says Bevy?
Bevy of guests?
That was an old Collider Live joke during a commercial.
Oh, yes.
We played the same Jedi Council commercial every time, and Ken would be like, and a Bevy of guests, and it was a fun bit.
Oh, that's
it was
nice.
A fun
that's
joke.
Nice
recording
bit. Nice bit.
Those commercials was the worst.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cannot get anyone to sit down and just record a show for them.
Children. You're working with children.
Children! Yeah. All of them!
Yes.
Yeah. Ken
come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Yes.
we're gonna record a commercial together, guys.
Jeremiah coming in with the big D, sending in a super chat. $100.
Whoa!
Have a good night, fellas.
Why?
Thank you so much, Jeremiah.
Appreciate you.
Looking at it right now. You got a hard shell taco wrapped in a soft taco tortilla. And you got some cheese in between the two. I got mouth watering. I just talked about this. You got some cheese sprinkled up on top. I literally can't talk because my mouth is just full. It's just salivating right now. You got lettuce. You got some of that thick, thick beef, baby. All right, here we go.
I gotta ask. I'm gonna ask. I forgot to ask you about that right now. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Taryn Killam donated via Super Chat. He said, "I have a 9-inch sense of humor."
Appreciate that, Taryn.
Thank you, Taryn.
Appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate
and finally, ALV donated via Streamlabs saying, talking about fake giveaways, I won $250 on a YouTuber's channel back in June, and the guy didn't do anything until end of August. I was patient. Problem is, I mistook my PayPal ID for my email, and now he says he's fulfilled the transfer, but it didn't. Who the fuck is this guy?
Hope that gets worked out. For a second, I thought it was us, and I was like, oh, shit.
We don't do giveaways anymore. We don't do that shit.
Oh,
I hope they get settled out, ALV. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick, Cody, if you want more incentive to go and check out the Patreon, Cody did a solo commentary.
I did.
For Chef.
One of the scariest experiences of my life was
okay, video people, or just audio?
Just audio. No, please.
That's
please.
Not scary.
Please, no. Scary. I needed that to be just for just audio.
It's pretty
for that.
Easy.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Just talk.
No, guys. Every time there wasn't words coming out, I was just like, am I doing this wrong? Oh, what am I doing? Oh, shit. Because remember, we have conversations. We kind of go back and forth. And I was just like, oh, God.
People seem to enjoy it.
I got more comfortable as it went along. And
I mean, they like everything like we do.
There
so
were there
might
were a
matter.
Few jokes in there that I was particularly proud of, and we'll see how it goes. I pulled a bunch of sound bites from it.
Okay. Was that your first time watching Chef?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes, it was.
And
Pretty good movie.
Yeah. Oh wow,
pretty good.
Zero conflict.
You're
in
not
movie,
a food
huh?
guy though, so you don't understand.
No point.
Zero conflict. Also, like not really much of like a story.
It's just, but it's like, perfect. It's just like, sometimes you don't
just
need stories.
It's fine. No, sometimes I was just plenty entertained.
Hang out
plenty
with
entertained during it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, Jon Favreau can get Sofia Vergara. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's got Scarlett a 9-inch.
What happened with ScarJo in that movie?
She kind of just
that was one of my big questions during the track. I was like, what happened to
she leaves?
She just. Have you not seen the movie?
I haven't seen it since it came out.
It doesn't matter. Just see the. Look at all the fucking food that looks good. Mm-hmm. Did it make you fucking hungry?
No, because I, as you can see, I ate Taco Bell during it, and I was not feeling good towards the end. But yeah,
okay. All right,
yeah. But check it out, guys. I think it's
that's on our Patreon.
Did you give it a heart on Letterboxd?
I did.
Nice.
Wow, okay.
There you go.
We'll see.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. We got one more here.
One more.
Got one more
King
here Sporkow. From our guy, King Sporkow.
Thank you, King Sporkow. 5 years of laughs and fun. I couldn't have made it through some of this crap without you guys. Brian, my side chick has the same socks. Where are you shopping?
Marshalls, baby.
Thank you, King Sporkow. Appreciate you. And appreciate every single one of you here. Every single week, we give shout-out to...
Officially, Raiders have won. I guess
it got crazy, I guess.
I didn't watch it. Apparently, people are watching that instead of this show. But also, my mom said in the chat, congratulations on 5 years.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Woo. Thank you for birthing that.
For this.
Thanks for this.
This gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great person. I don't know what else. I don't know why that's so funny.
Here without you,
I don't know why that's hilarious.
Yeah, he's been here since the beginning.
Kind of carry the show. Yeah. It's kind of nothing when I'm not
here. I
want to
pull up the first time we ever chatted, where you're just like, "Yeah, bro, let's do it, bro. Let's
like
make
you.
Some,
I know,
make
like
content,
your cousins.
Bro.
Yeah, cousins.
I remember you texting me like, "Dude, remember that guy Brian I was talking about? Turns out that like we have like a history or whatever. And I'm like, "Oh, no way, that's cool. No idea who you're fucking with. I was like, I don't think you brought this guy up before.
Yeah, no.
I was like, cool.
Not once.
Cool, bro.
Then I meet Cody. He's like, hey.
No, he let it off a little weird. He's like, I'm friends with your baby brother. I'm like, Ryan's six right
not
now.
Your brother.
I'm just kidding. All righty. Thank you all. Yeah, I appreciate every single one of you. I don't see my mom in the chat.
Yeah.
Your mom's never been in the chat.
I've tried to get her to not discover this show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And?
So far, she knows I have a show.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
She knows I called in to the show when I was in Idaho that one time.
Mm.
But I don't
My mom texts me.
It.
She's home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mom texts me every night. Good show.
I learned she has a notification on her phone when I tweet.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And now I'm like, oh, great. Now
mom's just waiting.
My mom's going to.
Your mom's just waiting to cancel you.
She has a Twitter.
Yeah, but she doesn't do anything with it.
She just follows you.
Yeah, she just
keeps tabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
It's weird.
All right.
You feel like you can't be funny anymore? I can't be funny.
Can't be funny anymore. My mom's listening.
Cindy says, can't wait to actually meet you guys in person. Cindy, I've met you like 3 times.
I don't think you met my mom.
I think I have.
When did you meet my mom?
I did a couple episodes at your house one time.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did
way
too.
Back then.
No, Cindy!
I did one from your house back in the day.
She might not have been there for that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Cody's been to my original house.
I've been to your house.
Yeah, we've done a couple episodes over there.
In Walnut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't give away my house.
I met you. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, she follows up. You guys have the best fans. They are. They're pretty cool.
That's the hangover joke. He's like, I met you like 5 times.
Yeah. This is what Cindy's doing right now. She's like, I can't wait to meet you guys.
I've actually met him. But I'm just not saying that.
She's going to be thinking about that all night. Yeah, thinking, I have met you.
So, good times. Nah, fuck. I'm trying to convince Amber if I can get McDonald's after this. That sounds
McDonald's.
That sounds fucking Chick-fil-A on the way back for the dentist.
Fuck
yeah.
Really?
Milkshake.
Really?
Yeah, milkshake.
Milk what?
Milkshake. Got a milkshake. I didn't do that.
You've done that before.
I know.
Yeah.
But only did cigars.
Oh, Cindy says we weren't allowed to come out.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You had like a rule?
I've shooken her hand and talked to her about my aunt before.
Shooken.
I don't know. Shake it up.
Shooken, not stirred. I don't know.
Anyways.
Also, that was like 2016.
That was a long
get
time
over
ago.
It.
Yeah, that wasn't a good year
for the
either.
Show.
Yeah. We didn't have video.
Brian, I've been holding on to that for a very long time.
The show I was at Brian's house was the one who's the origin of the split conversation with the shotgun scene. I remember that being where that was.
I remember
that was at my apartment.
No.
That was his apartment.
No. I'm pretty sure that was your.
I met your dog before, house. Too?
Yeah. I know you've been to my house.
Okay.
We did
your brother before.
We've been there.
Went to your wedding.
I was in your wedding. I walked you down the aisle. What the hell? All right. We're going to give a shout out to all of our patron supporters, $15 and up. And once again, if you want to get your name shout out, plus a lot of other cool perks, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. Here we go. Aaron J. Lancaster.
And he'll play action fake, driving back, pressure coming as the pass away. It is caught. First down. Count ball, Spurlock. Down the sideline. 420 to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons. Bucks lead.
Love that guy. So
someone commented last week, though. They don't like those ones.
No, yeah. He said it a couple times. I'm sorry. That one just makes me laugh, though. We have to play that one.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't fucking
only
do
from
that.
The show.
Only from the show, you fucking
asshole. Only from the show.
That's not what he said. He's a good fan.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
he didn't say that. But Aaron Woodley, holler at your boys. Alec MS Young, just made like a giant dick.
What?
Just made like a giant dick. Just made it like a giant
Maybe
dick?
You should be explaining.
I don't remember that one. Yeah. Alexis Lopez, me and my buddies, we built a penis castle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now it makes sense.
Anthony Marrera, just made like a giant dick. I get it. Arcadio Castellanos. A penis sand castle.
Thanks for clarifying. Appreciate it.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
You Ryan. Can barely swallow.
Yeah. Billy Storley.
And I love you guys.
Bobby Mitchell.
You got some of that thick, thick beef, baby.
Brian King.
Cody was a bit more correct than Brian.
Mm. Can we play that one more time?
Cody was a bit more correct than Brian.
Okay. Thanks, Kat. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Also, the review is on Evan Hansen. Not good.
Mm.
I saw something about like de-aging, and I didn't know what
that was fake.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, oh, they didn't de-age
I'm pretty sure that was
Ben
fake.
Splat?
Like, doing like the limited release where it's like a younger version. I'm pretty sure that's fake.
Oh, I thought they legit de-aged him for the
but
movie.
I saw it on Facebook.
I don't know.
Brian Arsenal.
Cody was a bit more correct than Brian.
Chris Jones.
I'm dancing with my set. Ow.
Is that from your chef?
That was from chef. Anytime you hear me sound like I'm in like a tunnel, that's from the
sounds
chef
good.
Commentary.
Yeah. Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy. It's Miller time. We learned that I guess it's just Miller time now forever.
Even in Vegas, those cans.
All the cans.
Yeah.
Bunch
it's
of leftover from Cinco de Mayo.
Miller time?
Yeah. I guess now?
Yeah. Always Miller
Claire time. Stefan.
They don't know our humor. You have to get our humor to know the humor. They don't know the humor.
Cody Watson.
Have you ever gotten a call from yourself?
Connor Kennedy. Holler at your boys. DJ Red Hot Cox.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Edith MS Petite.
How are you guys with pickles? You fans of pickles?
Do you like pickles?
I know you like pickles.
I love pickles. You don't like pickles, do you?
I don't mind pickles. Okay, I like the slices of pickles.
Oh, yeah. That's great. When you get like a sandwich. Yeah. Elena Marie 10.
I like a good, ballpark wiener.
That too.
Emmanuel Fuentes.
I do like a good hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Enrique Cabres.
I'll have the quesadilla.
Gabriel G. Leva. It's satire.
Is it satire?
Giorgio Miraflor.
Does he use this situation to sleep with the sister?
Hernan Sebastian.
Wait, shut your whore mouth.
Mm-mm.
Does he use this situation to sleep with the sister?
No.
There was a pause there.
There was a pause and a question mark.
Aaron and Sebastian, I apologize.
Not a big sausage guy myself. You can clip that out if you want.
James Chesney.
Is that Oliver Platt?
It was. James Lavario.
Tell me that's Oliver Platt. Tell me it's Mr. Platt.
Jason Harvey.
It's Oliver fucking Platt!
I will say, my least favorite moment of that movie, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, that scene was weird.
Yeah, it's just like a very strange scene. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
The Oliver Platt joke was great because, like, I saw the back of his head and I was like, that looks like
Because he's kind of
Platt.
A reveal. Yeah,
I was like, that looks just like Oliver Platt.
John Noto.
On the Netflix. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Joseph Tanana. I'm obviously, like, very happy that there's a lot of Asian representation in this movie, and I think that's
But you
very
still don't like it, though.
Yeah.
J.P. Beeler.
Sometimes you got to listen to your mouth.
Carl Soderback.
It's a big sausage he's putting in his mouth there.
Kimberly.
We got to jizz this.
Kyle Johnson.
You still alive, baby?
Maris Thornton.
Show me your little swimmers.
Oh, Mark Murdoch.
How does he get a boner?
Matthew Picard.
He's a bat.
Mike Austin.
What if they imprint like on a fucking rock? Mike, you know, like,
it's like I just want to be with this rock.
I
want to
fuck this rock.
Michael Bittner. Nathan Heredia.
Consider the coconut.
Nick Reeves.
Boo, you whore.
Nick Wade.
Do you my hands jerking it.
Paul Acton.
I've never hit from the rough.
Ramon Cox.
Drunk lady comes up to Bruce at a party. He's like, I'm talking to this great guy. He's really funny. What's your name? Raz Al Ghul.
Real Snacks Attacks.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
Robert Kerbig.
I'm not talking about the 2003 film Holes.
Ruben E25. Samantha Leon Mendoza.
Think of them as countries, dumbass.
Sang Lei.
Oh man, it's on the tip of my ass.
Sean Wingblade.
What do you smell, a hot dog?
Senior film.
Fuck me in the ass.
Space Wolf Lounge.
You're such a dick, it's hilarious.
Steak Sauce.
But you can suck my balls.
Yeah. Terry Stockwell.
What's that little asshole's name?
Terry G.
West Side?
Thaddeus Maximus.
Big blast and big cocks.
TJ Jones.
I.
Robot!
Tyler Eklund.
They have titties.
And finally, Zach McCorkle.
This one requires an explanation.
Oh, does it?
If you have it ready.
I do.
It's the one labeled.
I do. Yeah.
Okay,
I do.
Okay. So I was going to do a bit this football season where I was going to do like a weekly Buccaneers update, and I was going to have like a bunch of jokes just about the game. And in between each joke, I was going to have little sound bites. Never got around to doing the actual bit, but I recorded the sound bites. These are those sound bites for the Buccaneers segment. Okay. All right. So say the name again. Zach McCorderdale, I believe his name was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to say the name.
Zach McCorderdale.
All right, here are the sound bites for the Buccaneers segment. Here we go.
Yarg. 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 Ahoy, matey. That's a good one. Yarg. Narg.
Let me do that one again.
Yarg.
This is so stupid. All right, doing it clean. Here we go.
Yarg. Narg. Oh, shiver me timbers. Yarg. Booty.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Booty.
Booty.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. So no on the segment? None?
not week one, at least. Okay. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All righty. Well, thank you all so much. Appreciate every single one of you. Be sure to subscribe. Hit the like button. Leave a comment. We want to hear from all you lurkers. Let's get to 100 likes by the morning. Otherwise, I'm canceling the show. Just canceling it.
It's over.
It is over, baby. I ain't looking back.
You still alive down there, baby?
Okay. Thank you all so much. And we'll see you all. Oh, yeah. We'll do a commentary for Malignant at some point. That's going to be Patreon exclusive. Yeah. Oh.
No live commentary this Thursday?
No live commentary this Thursday.
Okay.
See.
Yes.
We'll see.
We'll see.
No. I said no.
Okay.
All right. See y'all.
Don't you ever tick my puck, baby.
I was just, you know, doing that.
holler at you boys.
You see, I said yarg and then narg. So like a good and a bad.
All right, here are the sound bites for the book.
The booty, you know, the treasure is the booty.
There it is.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm sorry.
My buddy worked at a golf course.
It's satire.
Is it satire?
And hey, listen, everybody. Jesus. That scared me.
That's a wrestling, by the way. There's a wrestler named Christian.
Oh.
That was his theme song.
And who's this?
Brian.
That's an Arctic Monkeys song.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen to other episodes of The Wanger Show. Just click right there. Watch our latest sketch right down there. Join the Patreon right there. Or subscribe to the channel over there. Or do none of it. I don't.
We don't care.
Go. Did you make sure you bought a Coca-Zola?
Yeah, you did.